little faster, runs another stop sign, happy ever after. When she lets her guard down, laughing at the stupid things I say. Moonlight underneath the window, reflecting in the teardrops falling on the pillow, and she asks me,
stressful than having Max.
Hey, everybody!
Hey, buddy.
Welcome
to the After Disaster.
Hi, I'm Anderson Cowan. Turn me up, Tyler. Turn me up.
Sorry, tell me some of my voice.
Tell the Yentas to shut their yaps. And that to the left is Mike Carano asking for more bass in his trebly voice.
More bass.
We got Tyler in there on the cannon. That's where you play the cannon.
We have way too much food in the other room.
We have way too much food, way too many guests, way too much action. We got way too much shit going on.
Way too much.
Way too many dicks, by the way.
Mike and I are quite stressed.
This is the first time we've ever had almost even Steven.
We got both bitches and dicks. That didn't rhyme at all. But Mike and I are in a bit of a...
That sounded mean.
Tricks and ditch.
Bit of a... Damn it. If you're going to talk, turn yourself up.
So nervous in front of everybody.
No, here's the thing. We just got through with... We have a new powerful man who I was afraid that he was going to be here right now, but there's all sorts of changes going on all the time.
So was I.
There's all sorts of changes always going on with the pre-show, and there's a lot much more ears and attention paid to it than years past. And we have a new boss now who's in town. There's no death.
Not the same as the old boss.
No. Well done, sir. You never met the other boss. Anyways, there's a myriad of bosses that we have, and we have a new one that's been here a couple weeks now. And, of course, when it rains, it pours. And I've been getting emails and phone calls and texts like, can I come in Thursday? Can I come in Thursday? Hey, I'm going to be around Thursday. And I'm like, shit. And I don't know why, but I just said yes to everybody and told them all to show up at the same time.
And I brought my friend Wayne in.
So we had about seven people that just instantly showed up.
What's that in the background?
And the boss is a, I don't know why.
What is that noise you just played,
by
the way?
They're very upset. It's the angry jail guys.
Oh. Why are there angry jail guys permeating our show?
How does that make it better?
Just do your thing. Let me press the funny buttons.
It's just us doing them. There's no guest on the pre-show tonight. So it was just Drew, Mike, and Simone. And Tyler, Ann, and I doing our thing. And Krista in the phone booth screening calls. What's your question? And then all of a sudden at 11:30, nine people are in the fucking studio. Everyone wants food. So those people are. We have the fabulous FedEx Derek.
Okay.
Who came in here with DJ I Don't Play That a few months ago. Mm-hmm. Stellar show.
Should we do a video show, by the way?
No. We have Tara. Don't call me Tara, goddammit.
Yeah, fire up the video. Why not?
Who's gonna man it?
No, you're right. Forget
Just put on a static shot, bro.
Dude, I don't like the shirt I'm wearing. If you want to do that,
why do you wear shirts you don't like, bro?
Because they're comfy.
No, it's fine.
Very comfortable.
Can I bring something up?
I was going to continue on who was in the studio.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Tara, call me Tara, goddammit, from Loveline fame from years ago. She's here to visit. She's a nanny now. That's what happens if you're a Loveline screener. You become a nanny.
I can hardly wait till we become nannies.
Her friend Aaron is here from Seattle, the greater Seattle area.
And you have a good memory.
Last but not least, the great Wayne Fetterman, an actual guest.
An actual guest, yep.
Actual, Google him, IMDb him right now. The man's been in almost as many TV shows as Dr. Drew.
All of us.
What?
All of us. If somebody were to ask us what we want to do with our life, would say we don't really know. Wayne Fetterman at least knows what he's doing with his life.
He is. Here's how this happened earlier. Let's bring Wayne in here. I wanted to keep Wayne in the other room just to keep up the facade that this is an actual real show.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
So far, so
waiting
good.
In the wings, guys. We've got a great guest
now
coming
have
up.
Wings.
Wayne's not smart enough to find his way in, apparently.
As if we have wings. Waiting in the green room.
All right, so Wayne's going to be on two, Mike, Tyler. Right there, Wayne. So I got an email from Mike earlier today, and it just said Wayne Fetterman, and it was a link to a YouTube video.
I'm not good at explaining what's happening, by the way.
Yeah, of course.
Wayne just sat down. And
that I'm bringing someone or who I'm bringing.
And I watched it. I was watching it. And I'm like, and I don't remember things very well. My brain is damaged.
From
excessive habitual drug abuse. And not weed. Don't smoke the weed.
He goes right to the simple stuff like crystal meth and smoking crack.
Jillian comes home for lunch, and I'm in the middle of your video. And she goes, what are you watching? I'm like,
wait, I don't think you're on.
He's on.
Okay.
Watching a Wayne Fetterman video. She's like, why? No, I didn't even say that. I said, I don't know. It's a video that Mike sent me. I'm not sure why. And I typed back to you. I wrote, why? And then Jillian's like, oh, he's coming on your show tonight. Jillian knows more about the show than I do. I'm like, this is terrible because now I'm going to be intimidated and scared because I watched everything you've done pretty much. It was like a 9-minute video. And I'm like, oh, no, he's been like a Curb Your Enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. He's like a real guest. So now I'm nervous.
Yeah. Well, I'm notorious for bringing people in here and not being a proper host.
I don't care.
Like we,
this
Jim Short
fine.
Came.
That was
should
fun.
Be upset.
Jim Short sat on the couch for the entire show. And then he's like, who is he? And I go, he's a comedian.
I'm like, well, get him off the fuck off the couch. He literally sat right there watching the
and
show.
And it was like, Wayne. It was maybe our like 15th show. So it was like, he really had to sit through a bunch of schmucks doing not funny
stuff.
Yeah,
this professionalism right now.
Yeah, it's much better.
Hey, real quick, I want to bring something up.
Everybody look up Wayne Fetterman right now.
That guy, did you see that guy that posted on the Facebook page today about how the show sucks now and he's not listening anymore?
Yeah.
What?
Did you pull that?
Why do you guys look at things?
Did he pull it?
I don't care what people write on there. I don't pull anything.
I responded.
Respond to people.
I responded foolishly.
I'll call 1-800-LOUD-191.
And then someone pulled it. Someone pulled the comment immediately.
We have one line
of Well, it wasn't you and it wasn't me.
What
so
did he say? Why doesn't he listen
he
to
said,
me?
He said, guys, I hate to tell you, but the show's really like taking a turn for the worse and I'm
I don't know
not
going
to listen anymore.
It doesn't.
Wait, why is it taking? Did he give any examples?
I know.
I'd like to fix the show for him immediately.
It's gotten better, but not enough dicks on the Ustream.
What?
Yeah, he wanted more male
well,
dong.
Fire up
on
the camera, buddy. Fire it up.
You got to pull out your dong.
I'm feeling large today. That's true.
If you're going to fire up the cameras, you better do it pretty soon because.
That's true.
My makeup is starting to wear off.
So, Wayne, what did Mike tell you about tonight?
Not much. He just said that he does this podcast. He's bad at it. He rambles. He doesn't know what he's talking
about.
Total
honesty.
Doesn't know what he's talking about and continues to do it for some reason. And there was a young girl at the Improv who came by who was a fan of the show, right?
This is all lining up perfectly.
I was doing a show and he's like, this girl came by.
When you say young, you mean like 12, 13?
I would say she was 17.
At least 17.
Yeah.
And a half.
And so I was curious what he does because I've known him for many a year. And now I hear he's doing podcasts. And he's, of all the times I spoke with him, was like, not good for radio. I would never think he would be good for radio.
I'm not. This is not radio, let's be clear.
No, but I mean a radio-esque kind of.
Yeah, I'm not good at promoting stuff either. So
I don't mean promoting. I just mean talking and putting
sentences
together.
Really?
He's saying you wouldn't be good.
I know. That's why I'm trying to be facetious. And thanking him.
That was a good.
I gave somebody some advice tonight at the club about the, and it wasn't my position actually to give this advice, but it was about thanking the audience for being there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, thanks for supporting live comedy. And I go, yeah, don't ever do that. That sounds horrible. It's not.
You thank everybody every single week for listening to this show.
I do, but I'm not a professional comic, and I'm not going, you shouldn't make it seem like, oh God, thank you for coming out. You should make it seem like it's a treat, and they should be honored that they get to witness this, and it's a viable entertainment form, not, you know, thank you for coming out and saving our jobs.
Oh, right. What about, like, when I saw Chris Rock, not to drop names, he used to do comedy years ago.
I drop names all the time.
So anyway, Chris always goes, hey, I know.
Randolph Mantooth.
I really appreciate your, thanks for ruining that.
Oh.
Mike does that.
That'll keep happening all night.
Franchot tone. Do we need to keep going? So anyway, he was like, I really appreciate you guys coming out to the show. The reason I have a house, and I'm a millionaire is because you guys come out and support me and don't think I don't know that and I appreciate it.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I think that's him being grateful and being having some humility.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's different when you go up on stage and say, thanks for supporting live comedy. Because then it sounds like it's not an art. It sounds like it's not a professional entertainment. It's like, thanks for coming out to our talent show. I know you guys would rather sit at home and watch TV, but you guys dragged your asses off the couch and paid $8.
Right. No, I kind of agree with you. I kind of agree with you.
Hey, $8 and two drink minimum,
yeah.
Mister.
The point was, I said it, and I went, I apologize for saying that. It's not my business to tell you that. And he goes, no, I like it. And I couldn't tell if he was being sarcastic or not.
It's like a Chinese waiter in a Hugh Fink bit.
Yes,
that's
yes.
A very obscure Hugh. Reference for there's no one who would understand that.
Tyler, why don't you go put us up on the old video there?
Wow.
Why don't you do that?
A little fame whore. No, don't do it. Okay.
No,
okay.
I decided I like my shirt.
Well, you know, my mic is too short, and I'm
Jesus
I feel like
Christ.
I'm
you can lower that chair,
over.
I didn't
probably.
Know that you were going to bring like a diva.
No, it's not
needs
even.
A microphone that's right up on his fucking mic.
After this, Renee Fleming's coming in next
my
week.
God. No, it's fine. It's fine. I can lean over. I can lean over like I'm 90.
Hey, you think our security guard talks a lot? You should have seen the woman at the grocery store when I was buying that watermelon. She was giving me like a 4-minute monologue about how at least I can tell it's fresh because the packaging is clear. And I went, unlike those pesky coconuts. And she's like, what is that supposed to mean? And I was like, I'll explain it.
Okay, so when do we start? When are we starting?
Like in 10 more minutes.
Okay, that's what we
once
get.
We get through the warm-up period.
I wasn't going to smash it. I wasn't going to.
I also would like to thank everybody for their super cool, nice comments about that mental health podcast. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
There you go. That's Tom Likas' old microphone.
Yeah, so.
That hurts.
Say hello to herpes.
That hurts.
Say like that. Is it this side or that side? I never know.
No, this is right. This is correct. This is good. This is very good. This is
Now the mic's right
this
up.
This has a Reagan administration feel about it.
So of all the, you know what, we have a bona fide entertainer in here. So I'd love to ask you some questions.
Let's do it.
But before we do that,
yeah.
We have one thing that we need to get out of
the
way.
The show starts in about 10 minutes. I want to do a little pre-interview.
I love it.
Even though we're taking calls right now. someone's listening. No, here's something that came up on this show. We have a security guard who's very odd. And I don't want to say he's a midget. No, he's an African-American man who's very odd and he raps. But he's very, very... I'd say religious, possibly.
He's extraordinarily religious.
Yeah.
He's one of these guys.
Muslim?
No.
I would
go with the Christ angle.
Yeah. Okay.
He's one of these guys, though, that takes things literally. So wouldn't it shock me if he like came in here with a spoon and tried to get one of my eyes one day? Because I looked at his wife, even though he doesn't have one.
Yeah.
He's one of these, he's like dangerous.
Dangerous Christian.
You'll see him.
But he's not a formidable foe as far as...
Is it cool that we're talking about him and he could possibly hear
us? Great. We don't know.
Here's what's not cool.
We don't know.
Another security
guard.
I'm just
saying it might not be the best way to be...
All of our security guards at the bottom of the barrel. Okay, yeah. That's the
they might
truth.
Listen to the show, so it's going to be super uncomfortable when we leave.
And we,
as it is every week.
We have a new one, and she never shuts the fuck
up. She talks.
You might have met her out there.
I did meet her.
Yeah.
And I know that Derek, who's a friend of ours, he's in here right now. He was talking to her about this show, and we don't want her to listen at all because we've done full segments on her.
Yeah.
We'll be in a bad place if she.
But she can always download it. Right?
Yeah, no. I know, but she doesn't know what it's called.
That's what I have. Just so you know, I have that in common with her.
Okay.
Okay. So here's
Mike
the question.
Promote things well.
Here's the question that Tyler needs to be involved in too. So Reggie has come on the show before, and one night he was telling us this long drawn out story. And I'm bringing this up because it's a mutual friend of you or a friend of yours.
Oh.
So Reggie was talking about how he was buying ribs one night, and the bill for his dinner was like $43, which we all first of all were like. That's a lot of money for dinner. $40 for a single guy.
2 days' work.
Right. Yeah.
But we might have had the cornbread with it.
And then he told us the long, drawn-out story about how there was a celebrity standing behind him who paid for his ribs.
Oh,
that celebrity,
that's right. This all comes to head
Gary
right
Shandling.
Ah, yes.
Oh, you just ruined everything, Tyler.
That was nice. Yeah.
So what was
we were hoping,
supposed to do with that?
We weren't hoping. Right I was there. Hoping that you would ask Gary if that was true.
And Wayne, what did you expect Wayne to say? I know all about that. I got
no,
the tip.
I paid tip. No, I just wanted to share that story because we just thought it was the funniest thing of all time. And our dream is to have Gary
pick up
confirm that story.
I will. I will talk
ask him
to
if he ever bought ribs, a whole rack of ribs for about 3'5" black security guard.
I won't do that. Can you tell me where it was? Was it at...
It was at...
That's how he talks. By the way, he talks really
well. Gary Shanley bumps. They're $40.
But he raps about staying in school, mm-hmm. not doing crack.
Got it.
Like three topics.
That's
every
bad.
Song is the
it's
same.
Mean.
This
it's
is
a
him.
Killing machine. It's the toughest drug we've ever seen. Crack hits you hard with a deadly punch. The next thing you know, you're a hoodlum. The job.
Wait, you're what? You're a what?
You're a hoodlum something.
Okay.
He kind of has a stroke on that one.
You will admit that's catchy.
It is. It's very catchy.
The gets problem
stuck
is
in your
it's
head.
An actual
you hear
beat
it eight
from
more
a
times,
song.
It'll be really catchy.
One of my favorite things to do, and these guys don't really like it, is call Reggie in here and then show him horrible gay porno pictures.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. He doesn't like that. These guys don't like it. I love having him in. They don't like having him in. I don't know why Mike is bringing him full frontal tonight. I'm not sure why.
What does that mean?
It's like the last night we don't need Reggie tonight. A lot of nights we need him.
No, I wasn't. I was bringing it up because he's friends with Gary Shandling, and Shandling tied into that story.
Is that something Gary does? That kind of thing.
Oh, by the way,
that's why I was questioning it.
Doesn't sound like the Gary Shandling I know.
Yeah,
and I don't mean that he's cheap. Just I can't imagine he would want to or maybe to move the line along. But I will ask him.
You got sick of watching Reggie.
Wait,
down his
guys,
nose.
Maybe he didn't see Reggie, and Reggie ordered what Gary was going to get. So he just was looking at the person across the counter.
We'll have Reggie in by the end of the show, and we will ask him to tell the story again. We'll let him know that Wayne is a personal friend.
Not only that, played his brother on the TV show. Played Stan Sanders.
Yes. We'll let him know this.
I don't know the name of the show, but I remember I played Stan Sanders.
That's the Larry Sanders show.
Was that your favorite job?
No.
What was the favorite?
My favorite job is Curb.
Curb.
Oh, yeah.
I was hoping you'd say that.
You are. Now I feel like I'm disappointing. Now I feel like I'm boring.
No, because... Well,
no, I was hoping you would say that.
Yeah.
If you think about it, that's pretty rad.
What?
That you were on two of what are considered to be the greatest TV shows of all time.
He wasn't on Three's Company.
Nope.
Not on Three's Company.
Did you play the kid on Three's Company? He should
have. I would have liked to. I would like to
or Emergency 51.
I actually think Friends is just as good a show.
Get out.
Really?
Please leave the studio.
I'm just saying.
Sorry, you're kicked out.
You see these brass monkeys right here? We are now live video streaming, so I'm allowed to point to things. Mm-hmm. They're cursed, apparently.
You got to hold those up. They can't see them.
Yeah, hold them up in front of you. There.
Is this right? Is this?
Yeah,
that's
enough.
Okay.
They're cursed. B, David Arquette came in here once years ago.
I know him.
And he had those with him, and he gave them to Drew. And Adam and to Loveline, essentially. And he says, hey, these are Courtney's. Was when he was married to Courtney Cox. And he said, she thinks they're cursed. I think she's crazy. But she asked me to get rid of them. So I decided to bring them in and give them to you guys.
And guess what? Show's canceled.
Here they are.
Have you in that? Yeah, it just started lightning. But it's interesting. Did you see the four different
Yes. Things? What do you think it means?
Well, it's the see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil, and then just...
I think that's feel no evil.
And then evil.
I think it's crap evil.
Is that just evil?
No,
is the
fourth monkey, the one monkey's holding
he's masturbating.
Yeah, so I think it's feel no evil.
I gotcha.
I don't know.
I always thought there was just three.
I did too. I was very confused when I saw that set of four.
That's why
it's just heavier than I thought it was.
Yeah, it's here. Did, no evil, see no.
What if it was
here.
Solid gold?
That
was like a gift from Courtney to David.
What if that's like the one thing that Barry finds in the storage wars that actually gets him some money? We need to get that.
Who's going
to
steal
appraised.
It? Oh, since we're on video, I can tell the stupid story that's going nowhere about at the grocery store. I already told the coconut story, which is pretty thrilling. So I'm walking into the store, and a young woman is walking towards the door, and I'm a gentleman, so I let her walk in front of me, and I did this stupid move. Instead of just going like this, I went.
Okay.
Like I'm being sarcastic.
Grand entrance.
Yeah. And then I felt like an asshole.
Just because we're video streaming, the vast majority of people will never see this heinousness that we are streaming. They're going to just be listening.
Hey, well over 103 people right now are watching this.
But the thousands that will download it, and I'm not exaggerating, will never see this. So,
what are you doing,
by the way?
I'm trying to make the
YouTube
monitors cover. I don't like that angle of my head at all, so I was trying to make
what?
It. All right, here, I got a couple things
I
got to talk
about. How can
you
see your head?
It's important, Wayne. It's important. I see you rolling your eyes, but it's important.
No, I'm curious. I'm just curious.
It's important that angle's not seen to me. I'm trying to block myself out.
You expressly told me earlier that the right side of your face is your money side.
A couple things I want to talk about.
Yeah. One is...
Oh, great one about Reggie. So our new security guard that we're talking about.
I know who he is now. I'm going to talk to Gary about him, right?
So our new security guard...
This is the only show you leave with homework.
I love it.
She last night, she was...
I know her kid's got an ear infection. I heard that whole story.
Can never go out in front and have a peaceful cigarette anymore. It's always game on. It's always like, let's talk about something.
Right.
Last night she was asking me for a jump. Her car needs to be jumped.
Right.
And I said, I can't do it. My battery is actually almost dead, which is true. Like it sluggishly turns on. I need to get a new battery.
Before, can I interrupt or am I allowed to?
Go ahead. Yeah, that's what we do in the show.
Do you have jumper cables in your car?
Yeah, I do.
Do you have jumper cables in your car?
No, but I have one of those battery-powered jumper things.
You'd be a good one last night.
Yeah, good thing that we don't do the show last night.
So I would have not had a problem with jumping her car. I jump people all the time. But my battery really is almost dead. So I volunteered Tyler. And then I said, you know what? Why don't you have Reggie?
Yeah, he comes strolling in. He's like, hey, by the way, I got you a job for after the show. You got to jump the security guard's car. Enjoy.
Yeah, enjoy that. I asked her, I said, well, why not Reggie? He gets here right when you get off.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, oh, I asked him last night because I couldn't start my car. You know what Reggie said? I don't jump people. I don't give people jumps.
I don't.
And then he just left it at that.
I wish I had that kind of balls.
I just don't do that. No, well, I don't help people.
I will help a stranger move. And I've proven that more than once.
Yeah, move their pants off of their body onto the bed.
I will help a stranger move a refrigerator that I've never met before.
What about someone you actually know and care about?
Nah, I won't show up for that.
That's what my
sister. Don't act like I didn't help you move, because I would have helped you move. You didn't ask.
Didn't help at all.
I would have helped.
Me and Emilio or whoever those guys were.
All right, so tell us some stories about Curb. Is it really as free-for-all as we've heard?
Well, here's the thing on Curb. Have you spoken to anyone else from the show?
I'm sure over the years. I mean, so many people have been on that show.
Okay, is that an answer?
It's not
an answer
at all. I mean, I've not talked to anyone specifically about
that. I'm sure there's been other guests in here that have been on.
On Curb. Okay, yeah. This is the way it works. No script.
Right.
No script. Something called bullet points.
Mm-hmm.
You got to know this happens. Like the first one I was on, I had to go in, look at the paint, takes me to the backyard, points to a wire. And then you're like, hey, you have to let him know you can help him with that wire, but you want to meet Julia Louis-Dreyfus,
right.
However you want to say it. So there's not one word written that I have to say. So just listen and you just make it up. And then Larry David comes over after the scene. He's like, yeah, that was good. Do more of that or do less of that or... That's funny. Keep doing that.
I think that's the greatest thing.
That is good.
Honest to God. What was that noise? That was
me fucking with the mic. What I've noticed with mockumentaries, which I've decided I can't stand them. I can't stand mockumentaries.
All of them.
No, I like them.
I hate
Spinal Tap?
I hate them.
Spinal Tap?
Spinal Tap does not hold up. No.
I think it totally holds up.
I don't like it.
Spinal Tap holds the world up, Anderson.
Oh, speaking of which, Bobcat Goldthwait on this week's Film Vault. It's available now. And Bobcat and I were talking about how Spinal Tap doesn't hold up. He pretty much agreed with me.
So you do a show called Film Vault?
The Film Vault, yes.
What is that?
It's a movie. It's a podcast about films. Talk about movies.
I am a movie buff.
Yeah?
I can tell you what won Best Picture for any year since maybe 39.
39. Wings. The last silent film.
Since maybe 39.
Was it really?
No. Yeah. It's Gone with the Wind is 39.
No, but 31 was Wings. I guess.
Yeah, that's wrong. And then, but it's 28. But that's all right.
Yeah. Really? You're like a savant. It is 28. The movie was made in 28, but the awards were 29.
Out, actually came out. Here's a trivia question. Let's do it real quick. Mm-hmm. Only G-rated movie ever to win Best Picture. I'll give you the year if you want.
Yeah.
First of all, there was no ratings before 1967. So it's after that.
Am I allowed to Google it?
No, you're not allowed. Only since
I want to clarify the rules.
Other movies, like old movies, have been reissued and they but I'm talking about when it came out.
What year?
68. Right in the heart of it all. This is too hard. This is too hard for you guys. I'll go easier. I'll go easier.
69 was the X-rated movies. That's when it went from G to X.
That's right. The very next year, an X-rated movie.
Wait,
won.
Did you get it? Was it Sound of Music?
No, that is not it.
68.
It's very tough. Very tough. Nobody in 67. I'll tell you, it was In the Heat of the Night. 68. This movie, and then
Gigi wasn't.
That's not a bad guess. That's not a bad guess. So that did win Best Picture. That's pretty good.
That was G, but that was probably
that's in
earlier.
The 50s, right? Yeah. 59 or something.
Ask a caller if they know what they do. I'll give them 80.
I'm
going to
use my lifeline.
Well, people can look it up. Yes. Who was that?
Is this Diana?
We have very
$80.
Smart listeners. Very
cough
smart
it up,
listeners.
Mike.
I will give you $80.
You don't need to do that, Mike.
Thank
Who
God.
Is this Diana?
Yeah.
Hey, oh, Diana. My God. You know what? You just ran into competition with her.
Well, let's go. I mean, that's an easy one. That's an easy question. I don't even know. Does anyone care about movies? Are your listeners?
No, we don't really talk much about movies.
I didn't think so.
Diana, there is a new film balled up, though, with Bobcat. We did top five music documentaries. Very good.
Oh, really?
Good episode.
Fun.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Is one of them Stop Making Sense?
No. Not one of us said that.
Is the Metallica one about the...
No, we didn't mention it.
What was that called? Yeah,
is The Last Waltz in there?
No.
What about the Pixies one?
No, because that's awful.
Wait. You're saying a music doc? Does that mean a concert film or a
No, a documentary about the bands. Like Dig was my number two, I think.
Dig,
yeah. Jamestown
Massacre. Oh, wait. Okay. What about the one about Tribe Called Quest? It just came out a couple years ago.
No, I heard that was really good, though. I didn't say it was a Sundance film. I didn't see it.
What about The Last Waltz, the band?
That's what I said.
That's more of a concert film. That's not.
Yeah. But it's kind of a documentary because it's their last concert.
That's true.
And it's got Neil Diamond.
And it was a good episode. Neil. I love that Bobcat. And,
I know we're not doing plugs on this show,
turn
but
me up a little bit.
Congratulations on your restaurant turning 100 or however old it turns.
90.
Oh,
yeah. Hey. Congratulations.
Appreciated.
This is Diana Vanneken.
He might be coming in to do a Storage Wars. He comes into the restaurant a lot, but they might be doing a Storage Wars there.
You guys have a storage compartment at Lowry's?
How does that work?
Well, they need a Guinness expert.
A Tam O'Shanter?
Got one.
Diana? Oh, he comes in with something he found.
I have a dumb question that's been on my mind for the last like 6 months.
Do it.
Did your dad start Lowry's or your grandpa?
It was my great uncle.
It was his
Lawrence
uncle,
Frank,
Larry.
And he started the restaurant in 1922, the Tam O'Shanter. But then he opened Lowry's, the prime rib, in 1938.
Where
and that's
got
the
it?
Same year he invented.
Because that's why I wondered. Because your dad didn't seem old enough to have started that restaurant.
Where was the original Tam O'Shanter?
The Tam O'Shanter is exactly in the same spot.
No.
Always
no. Negative.
Why are you arguing with her for who owns the restaurant?
Just today, I watched a documentary on the Manson family called 6 Degrees of Manson. Mm-hmm. Fucking great. It's streaming now on Netflix. A really, really good movie.
Right.
And they were talking about like, the Brown Derby and other restaurants. And then they said, and this restaurant, which is now the Tam O'Shanter. Are there a couple Tam O'Shanters?
No way.
Yeah.
That's incorrect.
Wow. I'm watching flawed documentaries.
But I would really enjoy if the Manson family dined at our restaurant, and I don't know how messed up that makes me.
You need to watch the 6 Degrees of Manson.
What about Jerry Sandusky?
Vincent Bugliosi ran against my dad. So,
yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Like in a marathon?
After I Wikipedia'd your dad after we went to that show.
You're talking about the attorney / author?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that guy. He wrote I don't know him, but I mean, I've read a few of his books. And,
I can't believe you guys even care about this history, Nito.
What are you talking about?
We have a very smart guest in here tonight.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to lowball you.
And also, I'm here.
His name's Derek. He's in the other room.
Yeah, he's he's asked me for a jump.
We need to have some... okay. Real quick, the listeners on the message boards are fucking with me. It's not Jonestown Massacre. It's Jamestown is the name of the band. I was talking about the band. And Hashmir.
Jonestown. My dad actually almost got sent to Jonestown instead of Senator Ryan.
Oh, my God.
No offense to Senator Ryan. I'm really glad it wasn't my dad.
Yeah.
Because he got killed, right?
Yeah.
Wow. No, he won't take offense to that because he's dead.
What flavor was that Kool-Aid?
I think your dad... Okay.
Passion fruit.
That's amazing, by the way. That's even cooler than your dad having a seat on Air Force One.
Aw, thanks.
I know.
It's kind of sad that that Ryan guy's family says the other thing. They're like, sure wish that other guy got the job and was dead.
Gosh. I'm going to hell in the next life.
So right now they're doing a podcast somewhere else. They're talking about how someone's dad killed in Jonestown.
I like the way he said you're going to hell in your next life.
Yeah,
that's
nice.
Not the way it works.
Have you ever been in a mockumentary?
A mockumentary?
Yeah.
Yes. I was in something called Dill Scallion, which is, I know you've probably never heard of
never
it.
Never have.
Country Western Spinal Tap is basically what it is. Mm-hmm. Phenomenal cast.
Was it good?
There was some really good stuff in it. I don't know if it worked completely on the level of what Reiner did, but it's called Dill Scallion, and Jordan Brady directed it, and Lauren Graham.
How old is that?
We did it in, I tell you exactly when we did it, because the Bulls were winning a final, so it was 97, 98.
I thought you were going to leave that 90. Math up to me. I was going to be like, so when was that?
Came out in 99.
No idea.
It came out, we shot in 97. Lauren Graham's in it, Kathy Griffin's in it, Henry Winkler's in it.
Okay, so was it similar to the way that Curb Your Enthusiasm is shot with?
It was a little more scripted than Curb, believe it or not. But it was the same kind of thing, like fake country western guy, and we did a tour bus, the whole thing. But there's nothing like Curb. I just feel like...
Because Curb works, and I feel like so many mockumentaries that I see, like they think it's hilarious. I bet it's really funny on set. It just doesn't transfer. And
is Curb Your Enthusiasm funny on set?
Okay, can we just stop saying... Why is it not on the set? Why are we saying on set?
We're professionals.
I don't know.
No,
that's how we talk.
You know, that's just the way you do it. Yeah, in studio and on set. I
OS.
Never understand
I'm
that.
Switching
gotta
be it to
in studio
OS.
On set.
ODS.
Yeah.
Well, let me get in car, and I'll take elevator.
It's quicker. It's quicker. You're saving your vocal cords a little bit.
So pretentious.
Was it on location, or was it on the soundstage on set?
Was your body located within the confines of the set, or?
Tyler, you're not.
But is it as fun on the set as it is?
It's very fun on the set.
Ooh, Jason Priestley.
It's very funny. Yeah, Priestley's in it. It's a pretty good movie. It's a pretty good movie.
5.7 on IMDb.
It is. And what is the highest? What is the highest?
It goes up to 10.
And is that like for Shawshank or something?
I mean, it's not designated for
I know
one.
This sounds weird. Not a fan of Shawshank.
Why would you be? The movie sucks, blows, awful.
That's what you're saying?
No, I'm kidding. Wait, I like it a lot.
I love it too. You don't like it?
No. What was wrong with what? Did you have a problem with Andy? Was it Big
Andy
Red that offended
friend.
You?
Well, I also liked Juno, and he hates Juno.
I hate Juno.
Oh, I like Juno.
I liked it, too.
Juno's awful. Hey, why did you hate Shawshank?
Well, I understand the world loves Shawshank. I understand this is like...
Do you like any prison movies?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I saw a movie when there was this movie, Cool Hand Luke, that I really like a lot.
Heard of it, yeah.
This is what I didn't like about Shawshank. One, I don't like narrated movies as a rule, unless it's like Goodfellas. Like,
Top 5 narrated films was a very good episode of the Film Vault. Check that one out.
God.
Go ahead. it was a good one.
I know. I can't wait to look this up. So, two, it was like, I felt it was just...
Idiocracy was on my list.
It was just too pedantic. I just didn't like anything.
I don't even know what that word means, but
it was too easy. Like the script was too good, and it pandered to the audience.
No, like for example, it's like, oh wait, it's a prison movie, and what's the thing? Oh, there's an evil warden. Like I haven't seen that a million times. Yeah, he gets his comeuppance at the end.
Cliches that you can't say what happens at the end.
Oh, I'm
maybe,
sorry.
Maybe
I'm
he
sorry.
Doesn't get his comeuppance.
I'm sorry. It's just
a scene. Somebody's listening to this, and they're gonna be like. Which one is it? God damn it, Netflix?
I think it's great. It is a little bit overrated.
Like compared, when I look at IMDb at that list, it's always like that and The Godfather. And
Godfather 2. It's always Godfather 2.
And I'm like, you guys are insane. What's the matter with America?
I'm just – I think The Godfather is the greatest movie.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But The Godfather is arguably the greatest movie. And then why are we even talking about Shawshank?
Why are you calling it The Godfather?
Nice. My own. You know what that is? That's my own medicine, and it tastes bitter.
I'm totally not going to abide by this rule of using the on anything, and it's not because of I'm being considerate or I'm feeling.
All right. Okay.
So that's my take on that. Was that too harsh? I think
it's a little harsh. Hey, you saw it once.
No, I see it in the theater when it came out, but then I was like, maybe I was wrong. Maybe I was just having a bad day or something. Yeah. I saw it. Rented it.
Oh yeah.
Thing saw it again. Terrible. That suicide thing.
It.
Oh God. I'd love to. And when he's like, and he hung himself.
Brooks.
Yeah. Is that James Whitmore? Was that him?
Brooks was here.
God. Yep. Brooks was here.
Speaking of Brooks, I saw Mr. Brooks a couple days ago. Jesus.
Albert Brooks.
James L. Brooks.
No, the movie.
L. Brooks.
I saw the film that was shot on set.
Mr. Brooks.
Yeah, it's Kevin Costner, Mr. Brooks. No.
I didn't even know there was a film called Mr. Brooks.
It's like the only movie where Kevin Costner
is a bad
person.
Right?
He's a bad person. He's a serial killer.
Yeah.
It's the only movie where he played like a bad person, other than A Perfect World, where he's questionably bad. He's an anti-hero, at least. Anyways, I got to talk later, too, about a hitchhiker that I picked up.
What?
What?
Right.
What?
Nice tease, bro. At the end of your Mr. Brooks story.
Was it a guy or a girl?
It was a man.
Oh, I would never do that.
No, I wouldn't either.
Never do that.
You didn't really have a choice. You kind of just approached and got in.
And okay, that's ridiculous. You don't have your cars. You couldn't do that, lock where you locked
the
door.
What race was he?
Let's do it.
That makes me uncomfortable, Michael.
Is that black music? What is that?
No, that's porno music.
Oh, okay. That's porno music?
Yeah. Listen to it. Can't you picture it?
Okay, now I hear it. I literally thought
it
was...
Can you hear the tears in the
background? No, I thought it was like a 1970s...
it kind of is.
Black toy... Black
you can be driving, cruising down the street like a pimp, and then you just pull over and just start banging chicks.
Hey, caller, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
By the way, don't anticipate too much from the callers.
Hey, caller, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
Hello?
Hey,
hi,
what's up?
How are you? I know it's hard to hear over the goddamn music. Hey, how'd you find that, by the way, Tyler? I renamed it, so he wouldn't play it anymore. I just realized. A few days ago, I tried to rename the goddamn porno. He plays this every goddamn show for at least 10 minutes a show.
Can't we just ask him not to
play
it?
And it's everyone's favorite thing.
He doesn't respect or respond.
You know what? You know what's weird, though? It really isn't porno music. It's way more like Shaft.
Come in here and bang me, and let's see if it holds up.
All right, can we put
for
the show
science.
On hold for three
for
minutes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, generous. Go ahead, caller. What'd you have to say?
Tyler, off.
I'm sorry I set you up. I set you up to fail by saying don't expect much from the callers. So I apologize. Now go.
Hi, I like your show.
I like hearing you
your
on the
your radio's
show.
On in the background.
Twice. I like hearing you
There's
twice.
Nothing you can do about that. There's no solution
There's
to
no
that.
There's no screeners.
Yeah, just make that louder in the background. There's no way to fix that. Go ahead.
If you I actually stand next to a third it. Audio source, we could get like a really nice cascading effect.
You can't prove the radio is on.
Yes, well, you're right. You can't poop when the radio's on. What?
You can't prove the radio's on, and I know the radio was not on because this is not goddamn radio. It's you got your computer on. But what was the point of your purpose of your call there, sir?
Turn. Know, I was just calling,
People like to call us up,
classic
Wayne, and let us know that they're listening to the show. That's usually their go-to. Just want to let you know.
That's not a character. That's not a buddy of yours doing that.
No, that was... That's
not a character.
We pride ourselves on not setting anything up. We don't talk about the show. Really.
Is it pride or we're just lazy?
Mike and I talk about every other week on the phone, about a half hour. We'll spend a half hour trying to figure out why people listen to the show. We'll spend literally like a half hour. Like it might be because of this. Might be because people just want to feel better about themselves and think that they could too also have a show. By listening to us, they realize they could.
Could be.
All right. So what was your purpose of calling?
I got a little question for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I can't seem to find the Film Vault on iTunes.
That's what we're here for, technical questions.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry.
Do you have iTunes?
It's upsetting.
I have good question. Do you have iTunes?
Okay.
Are you on bath
Thanks
salts?
For calling, buddy.
That was good. That was like a Sanford Meisner acting class.
Honestly,
we'll go through 20 more of those in about
good repetition
5 minutes.
Exercise.
If the Film Vault's not up, I apologize. And
I want to hear this hitchhiker story because picking up a hitchhiker terrifies me.
I want to get Tara.
Was it Rutger Hauer?
And Aaron in here if they'd like to come in.
Let's do it.
Whoever, any of those three names that I just called, if you'd like to come on in, come on in. Everyone should know Tara. Don't call me Tara, goddammit, who's listened to Loveline for a long time, including you, Hashmir, who's a listener and on the boards right now.
We need more chairs, by the way.
We don't have any chair. Do I stand? I
no.
can stand.
They can. There's chairs out there. They can pull chairs in. You got to come in with your own chairs. I'll bring your own chair. BYOC.
It's fine. I'll be in here alone.
BYOC. Yeah. You're in there with Stanley. Don't worry about
bring
it.
Bring your own clits.
I thought one of the three would come in. All three come in.
You said all three, didn't you?
Whoever wanted to come in. But here's a problem. You're going to have to share one mic. That's going
to
be a problem. You don't have to have a mic.
Okay.
If you wanted to sit in here and be in here. Derek, I know you're going to want a mic. Derek, you're FedEx guy. Oh, could you grab a chair for yourself, Derek?
Here,
that's how we do it here.
Hey, Derek, I apologize for not saying hi to you in there. I recognize you.
No, it's okay.
Derek was on the show months ago. He's a FedEx guy. He came in here with DJ Don't Play That, his professional DJ Nguyen,
Tonight was DJ I'm Too Tired to Go on the After Disaster.
Yeah.
You know what I know about Derek, knowing that he's a FedEx guy? Probably sober.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Those work there.
You can use those. Or volume controls.
Was this musical headphones?
Yes.
I don't know which one.
They're not going to be able to hear anything.
Either one.
The ladies without mics aren't going to be able to hear anything.
Yeah, but they wanted to come in.
Bad news.
Tara,
now
don't
that,
call me Tara, goddammit.
Bad right. news now that Tara is in here.
There's so many microphones. So many headphones being passed
They're
around.
They're all MDR 7506s.
No, can you hear? Can you hear? All right. Let's get the show back on track. All right.
Hold on.
Any good FedEx stories? Have you banged any women at home? Okay, last time Derek was in here, he was claiming that FedEx guys bang more middle-aged, lonely housewives. What are you doing, Mike?
He's not plugged in, and I was going to put that
mic over. Is he on one or three?
He's on one. There's no
mic available for this one. There is. Mic's not plugged in now. Little intermission music? Intermissionary
music. We're good.
No, but this mic is for Tara.
Tara doesn't get a fucking mic.
Well, now I want one.
I like it.
Give her the one that's not plugged in.
I like that you feel like this show at one point was on track.
I know. And then we fall off track. But here, we get back on track. It's kind of like Curb Your Enthusiasm, where you never know where it's going to go. But Curb Your Enthusiasm's got a great editor. A great editor. We could get 22 minutes of genius out of the show every week. Most weeks. Maybe not this week.
Maybe 2.2 minutes.
Anyways. FedEx Derek was claiming that FedEx gets... more middle-aged lonely housewives than UPS. Does that still has anything changed?
I tend to believe so.
You think so? Yeah, get up on that microphone. There, yeah. There
I tend to believe so.
You tend to believe so?
Yeah.
Honestly, have you ever?
Not me personally, but I've definitely encountered females
willing,
not expecting someone to come in the door at the morning time when they're.
Oh, so you've seen
and you think they're ready to go just because they're not expecting you?
Not like that.
What I'm a coincidence! Saying,
my coincidence. I was delivering around a local college, and
that's kind of different.
Different, environment, so people would get up in the morning.
If there's one thing I know about women, nothing turns them on more than unexpected guests.
Nah.
Look at how much taller this microphone is than that one he had previously.
You've also delivered organs, right? Human organs?
Oh, yeah. Yes. That's the time I had to deliver something when someone's in.
And
in
those operation. Are frozen, right? Those are on ice.
Yeah, it was on ice. That's correct.
Is it dry ice?
Dry ice. That is correct, yes.
I never understood the concept of the dry ice.
I believe that you said you ran into the operating room because you were so amped up about it, and you actually threw the organ, right?
Yeah, I actually threw it down towards the doctor. The basement. And
I think you need this.
On that, so.
And then why couldn't DJ? I love his friend DJ Wynn. He's like, what's his DJ name? Have a friend.
Motorvision. That's just the name of the.
He plays big clubs. He's a professional DJ,
right.
And he's regaling us with stories about how big. Huge pop stars come up to him in the clubs and say, "Will you play my song?" And he just says, "No, no, we'll play that."
Ah, that's cool.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah,
but he couldn't come in tonight. He's too cool for us. Okay. So, Terry, you have a mic.
I have a question about the FedEx. Tell me about the unis. Do you have to pay for them? Do you have to? What if you tear it? What's the deal?
They used to give us a uniform allowance? And they basically allow us to order stuff through them, and the company pays for it basically. But
what's your allowance per? Is it per year or how's it work?
It's per year now.
What is it?
It used to be about $200 worth of merchandise, and then now it's scaled back now due to the economy and things like that. So
wait,
how much does that shirt cost?
Like $14, I think. For a
Geez, yeah. Louise, that's
okay. So let me ask you: they give you they used to give you $200. Now they've cut back because
of the economy and things of that nature.
The economy, of course.
Well,
so now you get maybe $100.
$75, actually.
Oh my God!
But the shirt's only $14. How many do you need?
No, not that shirt. He's talking about the
FedEx
shirt.
Get like five.
I wasn't making fun of his shirt. Clearly, that's a $4 shirt. Unlike this really sweet Gap T-shirt I'm wearing. I bought this at Fred Siegel for $250.
Jesus Christ.
The $14 is pretty good price.
Mm-hmm.
So you need a shirt? You need the shorts?
Shorts or pants.
What did they tell me? Is there any rule on shoes or socks? Any rule?
Just black shoes, preferably steel-toed because of the equipment. Because of the equipment you may be around when you're
steel-toed.
Out.
Mm-hmm. Nothing but Nazis work
Drop
over
a
there.
Box of lead on your foot, you're in trouble.
Or have one of those containers.
What about the back thing? What about like that thing for the back? When you pick up packages, the brace.
Those are not required anymore, actually. They're not required anymore. They used to be.
What are they called?
Back braces.
Why don't they require them anymore?
Because they found that it's...
it's part of their new FU policy.
No, I guess they found that it's only a reminder of how to use proper technique to lift, but they're not actually beneficial.
It doesn't do anything.
No.
And obviously, I remember when I was a kid, they're like, use your legs. And I was like, I need to pick it up with my hands.
Right.
It was weird.
Like, and your back.
Yeah, I'm not a soccer
snap
player.
Snap your back into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here's what I'd like to ask you. Like, as an example, when Apple comes out with a new product, are you just Is it crazy town?
Absolutely. Every time the iPhone is released or iPad or anything of that nature.
And are people happier to receive that product than receive like some sort of divorce papers?
Or
trick question.
Nice comparison.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Apple thing you've been waiting for or the divorce papers right. You're not looking forward to?
Nice. Here's your, we get really swamped around that time.
Can you tell when you're delivering a real doll?
Oh.
Giant sex doll. You know what the real doll is? Like 80 pounds.
80 pounds?
Yeah.
They're I like, they're like 110.
It's like a woman that's made out of some sort of synthetic
skin. He gets a little
skin.
Kid version. It's only
it's a
80
full
pounds.
Version right. Of a
no,
woman's
80
body.
Pounds is two of them.
I'm sure they, you know, people ship them through all the time. I've had people, some of the routes have strip clubs on their route, and they have delivered things to the back room and drop it off.
Okay, let me ask you this. What if, like,
that's cocaine,
just,
by the way.
I'm sure you guys talk about it. What if there's, like, you're delivering something and, like, blood starts dripping out of it? Has that ever happened, or have you heard of anything like that?
Yeah, it's definitely happened. I don't know what the content of what's inside.
Was it Omaha
it
Steaks?
Is, but, probably something like that, yeah. Like, if obviously it's, you know, been left or misrouted or whatnot, and it just kind of gets
Do you have to stop? You're just like, I deliver it. You don't care if there's blood dripping
no,
out
yeah,
of it?
No, yeah, we definitely report it because, you know, we don't know whether – if it's obviously says Omaha Steaks in the box, and we know obviously there's – hopefully right. There's steaks in the box, right. So to speak. But right.
Otherwise, they just put it in the corner with the other leaky packages.
Right. Do you guys ever play softball against UPS?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Like TV would lead us to believe you do. You don't, huh?
And when you see their guys, you're like not – Eye straight ahead, or do you like wave to the
It
dude?
Depends on the routes. I mean, I used to be a former employee of UPS before I worked for FedEx, so I kind of had to know on
you
both
jumped,
sides.
You
of it.
Jumped.
Yeah.
Do you guys
I
have
did.
Rival gang signs that you flash at each other as you drive?
No.
Is it true that you left depends. UPS because they were racist?
No, that's not true. Not true at
what
all.
What can Brown do for you?
Here's are you ever? I sort of mean this sort of seriously, but really totally okay. Not. Do you ever get envious when you hear these stories about city workers that are sitting around having beers all day in restaurants for $150,000 a year?
Definitely.
Yeah,
you know that thing. Yeah, but that's just private enterprise. And if I'm not mistaken, FedEx is located in Memphis, Tennessee. That's
correct.
Their headquarters.
Correct.
Have you ever gone there for like a seminar or anything, training?
I have it. And if you move into upper management, then definitely you do take that trip there to actually get the full experience.
Did you meet Tom Hanks?
I've not met him
How much yet. Money do they save by not having doors on their cars?
I have no idea. Save time, I guess. Obviously, you can get in and out to deliver packages.
Okay, tell me about tickets. This is what I'm very curious. Okay. Tell me about tickets. How does it work? Like sometimes I see they get ticketed. Other
they
times,
do?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Sometimes throw parking or blocking the street or whatever.
And yet other times it seems like the cops are like, they're delivering
It depends
something.
On the area. I know a lot of the L.A. County area or downtown and whatnot, it happens quite often. And you know, usually
Who's responsible for that ticket?
Well, technically the driver is, but then again, it depends on the route and the situation. So it's kind of up to individual basis on
so do you have a manager that would
yes
he's the one who would like okay we know this is not
right it's like how can I do this job without you know acquiring this ticket because of the way you have to make the delivery successful or not.
Where are you going
depends you know
right well this is interesting now what happens if you don't like make like clear the truck like it absolutely didn't get delivered that day like do you just go all night until it happens? Or?
No. I mean, well, you go. You,
I love that idea. 2:50 in the morning. He's got that one iPhone. God damn it.
Yeah, no. Like, at some point, you know, obviously you have a commitment time to get certain packages off. And if you, you know, have, you know, if you're going to run out of time or not make commitment time, you start asking for local routes to help out. And usually they'll have someone kind of meet you halfway
to meet
help
you,
you know, get the rest of your packages delivered.
Well, let's say you don't. Let's say you're lazy or you're just slow that day or you're off
then
your
you
game.
Just call you back in and say, hey, you know, I'll just, you know, come on back in and we'll just do a certain a stat scan, basically, let know what the package is actually, where is it at. So the
are you responsible for that? Let's say the company has to refund that guy money because he it didn't get there the next day.
It
are
hurts
you,
your performance from review.
Oh,
actually,
you get a
so,
review thing.
Yeah, definitely.
How often do you get reviewed?
It used to be every 6 months, but now it's like every year you get a review, performance review on how you do.
I had some important packages that I FedExed from L.A. to New York, and I flew out to New York to meet the packages.
Okay.
And they weren't there. Then I called to complain in a panic. And the woman goes, I have no way to get in touch with the driver, and they don't have GPS.
We asked this exact question last time you were on.
Right.
Oh, we did?
I didn't. Mm-hmm. I was not here.
Apparently, I don't pay attention.
You sure about that, Wayne?
Oh, my God.
I do remember the question, actually. But there are not GPS in the truck, but we have communication units that we use, or our power pads now that we scan, that can actually send a message to the actual device.
I thought
that's
what you guys called a cell phone, a communication unit.
Well, you know, yeah, I guess that's true, too. But
and you love your job, right?
Yes, I do.
You know, would you say that's the top? Is there another? What's the other, like, DHL?
No, DHL's horrible. And horrible.
Yeah, okay. By the way, that was started by my grandfather. That was started.
Wasn't his fault.
He couldn't remember.
Wasn't his fault.
Yeah.
There was a breakdown in management after underneath
Dean
your grandfather.
Dean Henry Lowry. Right. He did the steakhouse. He first had steakhouse, and then he did that.
Hey, do you get your review overnighted to you by UPS? Is that how you get it back?
No.
Right. And is the outcome of your review decide how much of an allowance you get for your uniform?
No, that's not.
If you want an extra pair of FedEx socks this year, right. Get your numbers
right.
up.
All right. What if somebody wanted to buy like some FedEx threads?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask too. I'd like to wear a FedEx shirt.
I'm sorry. Let him ask. Go ahead.
I would like to wear a FedEx shirt now and then.
Public can't buy them, I don't think, unless you buy them at a
What I'm saying
store.
Is, can you buy it for me?
Accidentally lose one for $100.
Let's say the shirt costs $14, I've got $30 on me. I leave $30 on the table by accident.
You know what I would like to have? I'm just going to put it out there, and I'm sure one of you are listening. I love Otis Elevator Repairman
gear. I have two of those, actually.
You do?
Yeah.
Those are cool. I would like to wear that.
Right.
I think I know everything now.
Yeah, you can buy FedEx shirts on eBay.
Oh, there you go.
All right, let's move on.
You sure?
Enough fucking FedEx talk. Let's go. Love having Derek in here, but let's not riddle him with any more questions.
Okay.
I just like to see what people's jobs are like.
Oh, Wayne's like, whatever.
Wayne's heart.
Asshole doesn't want to talk about it anymore. We're not going to talk about it anymore.
I'm a sensitive person. You know? I'm sorry.
Next week, new and noteworthy on iTunes, Wayne Fetterman's Uniform Delivery Man podcast. We ask the hard-hitting facts about the things that guys wear that deliver your packages.
It's just him and Reggie talking about Gary Shamling's kindness to strangers.
I forgot we're on video and I'm eating a burrito.
I know. I forgot we are too, and I'm sitting, and I hate when I see myself on video.
Mm-hmm. So do I.
Are you seeing yourself?
No, but sometimes I'm sitting like this. I'm like, hey, what am I, a vulture? I'm like, oh, all right, everybody. And I do this.
Yeah,
we've been meaning to talk about that.
I guess my mustache and I'm Brett Goldman.
He's unscrewing and screwing back in his microphone.
Yeah, I do this constantly.
Hey, Mike, can you tell me why you bought 40 bird charms?
There's an accident. They're already spoken for, by the way. Did you see them?
I wasn't asking for them at all. Wasn't
I got a package from
them.
eBay, and it was... next to my Taylor Swift T-shirt, it was 40 little birdhouse charms.
Why do you own this now?
Yeah,
why?
I didn't. I don't know. I don't know what I was thinking. I was totally sober.
How do you know Wayne?
There's a transition.
We
Jesus.
Met a long, long time ago at the Improv, probably when I was either a doorman or a manager.
Where? Mm-hmm. What Improv?
Probably San Diego.
Yes, that
most
is
likely.
Correct. I remember the gig.
How do you remember that?
I remember
it was
almost
a good club,
every
man.
Gig I've ever done
and dates
outside
of movies.
Not every improv in L.A. or the comedy.
But San Diego was a fun club. It was exceptional. It was...
And Dave Becky was the manager down there. Mm-hmm. Can I tell you a quick curb thing?
Just absolutely.
It's about
deliver it.
When I met Larry David, I was starting to do stand-up. He was just finishing doing stand-up. So I would bring him on stage every once in a while. I was emceeing at the comic strip. And this is what I remember about him. He would very funny, very intellectual guy. But a lot of times, if it wasn't going well, he got off stage. He wouldn't like try to win over a crowd.
Right. If he was eating his balls, he'd just be like, I'm out.
I guess eating his balls
eating
means
his
not doing
balls?
Well. Yeah, I don't know. I've only been doing comedy.
It's a comedy term?
Your balls. It's what they do on set.
Oh, okay.
It's when they... No.
On set.
It's what Bill Burr calls bombing.
Eating
your own balls, yeah.
Okay.
I thought you'd be down. I'm trying to speak your language, Wayne.
I'm trying
to speak your language. All
right. So if he, instead of... devouring, chewing down on testicles.
Choking on testicles.
Choking on testicles.
Yes.
He'll just get off. He'll just get off. So I remember when
sexually.
I bring him up.
I was going to say that too, but I thought it was too lowbrow.
It is pretty lowbrow.
I go, here he is. You
choking
know him from,
on his balls. Get it off.
You know him from Fridays, Larry David. And he would come up on stage, and as he shook my hand as we walked by, he'd always go, stay close. Stay close.
Why?
Just in case he got off.
So
it wasn't like go.
Quick
and,
transition?
Yeah, it might be.
I had a great live Curb Your Enthusiasm moment at the Improv one night. We were doing a benefit, and Larry David showed up.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the door guys had previously been just whining to me about how he is broke, can't pay his rent, he's starving, doesn't know what he's going to do, and he doesn't have any money.
So he bought him some ribs.
Yeah, he went on and on about it. Shanley showed up with a rack of ribs, so everything was cool. He didn't get any. No, so Larry David is being Larry David, and he's fighting with the valet guy about parking his car close, and the guy's like, I'll have your car. And he's like, no, I want it right in front, because I'm going to walk in, say hi, and I'm going to leave. Because I don't want it to be in the parking lot. I don't want to walk 50 feet. I want to come right back out to it. And he
this
goes,
just
I'll
sounds
give you.
Like something from a Seinfeld or Curb
This
episode.
Was absolutely – well, listen, so this whole thing is happening. The door guy then goes, oh, my God, Larry David's here. He's my hero. He's my all-time favorite comedy God, he's the one person on the planet Earth I've always wanted to meet. I adore him. So I went, oh, I'll introduce you. And I said, hey, Larry, this is Vito. And Vito, this is Larry. And Larry goes, hey, can you keep an eye on my car? And he goes, yeah. And he hands him a 20. The manager reaches over him and takes it and goes, your money's no good here, and hands it back to Larry David, and he splits. He just handed this guy, oh, yes, the shark.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
So you're telling me there's helium in that thing.
There is.
Yeah, it looks like it's not working very good.
Yeah.
He's deflating.
Wow. There will be no shark abuse in the studio.
I do love that shark, the way it swims.
That is pretty cool. I've not seen that.
Where'd you guys pick that up at?
Hashmir. Listener Hashmir gave it to me for my birthday. He sent it. Okay. And it works, Hashmir, and we've been messing with it all week. Thank you very much.
It's great. Too bad I can't. Oh, you can see the shadow on video, though. It looks rad.
I wish you guys had seen Anderson and I putting it together over the weekend.
Took 2 days.
And I wish you had also seen the argument between Mike and Anderson and myself, all screaming at each other about whether or not you had to put helium in the damn thing.
Yeah, it was three idiots arguing about
it. Mike was convinced that you could just blow it up. We're like, that'd be stupid. It would just be on the ground. And then we went, wait, but if we fill it with helium, it's just float away forever. So we were convinced that, oh, maybe you just put air in it.
Can I tell you that thing actually scares me coming near me?
Because you're Mike Carano, that's why. All right, speaking of scared, I picked up a hitchhiker.
What?
I was getting out of a...
Rutger Hauer.
No. That would freak me the fuck out. Yes. I was getting out of... I got a new gym. I'm very excited about it.
Well, you'll be scared of a chick with crazy eyes.
Wait, you got a new gym?
I got a new gym.
Is that a guy?
No, it's a G-Y-M.
Oh, okay. I thought you had many gyms in your life.
I like to go whale on my pecs. Throw the weights around.
Whale on your pecs?
I like to whale on my pecs.
I thought you meant like the guy you don't mess around with.
No, I have a new gymnasium. Does that work for you guys? Gymnasium?
Well, it's not like you have it. It's like you have a new membership.
It's my gym.
You're in gym.
People say,
you're
you know,
in gym. You're in gym.
You're at gym.
Which
workout.
Gym? Where you throw the weights around?
You know who's scarier than
in
gym?
In gym? We're in gym. Gym today.
Yeah, yeah. On gym.
Big John, that miner who saved that guy's life.
All right, I'm insecure now because Aaron is leaving the studio. She's obviously bored.
Why are you leaving?
She's obviously bored. You don't want to hear my new gym story?
No, he's only telling it to impress the girls.
My new gym sounds like an awful sitcom coming to ABC this fall.
My new gym. Smell the funny.
George Lopez in a crazy new sitcom.
I didn't know you went to a gym, by the way.
Yeah, remember, I almost signed up because when I lived in Marina Del Rey, it was really hard to find a gym that I went because my favorite gym closed down. Long story short, I was shopping for a new gym. I needed a new gym. Be at gym. And I almost... The closest one to me
fucking shark is right in my face.
The closest one to me was Muscle Fucking Beach.
Oh, Venice.
In Venice, yeah. And I contemplated getting a membership there. And I remember I told you, and you said I wouldn't be able to be friends with you anymore if you did that. I wouldn't be able to. But it's like $120 for the entire year. It's a pretty good deal. Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Pretty good deal.
I think so. Probably because you got to lift like prison weights. Yeah. They don't have like any new machinery.
You're working out outside with like dudes who are wearing literally nothing but a Speedo.
Yeah, I don't like any of this.
And there's tourists taking pictures of you. All right, so I got a new gym.
Excuse me, Johnny Williams is playing one of his most famous competitions.
Johnny, you thought it was pretentious us calling it the set? Or set?
First of all, Johnny Williams was his name before he was John Williams.
Was that when he was in a pop band?
No, my boy Jay Will on the orchestra.
When he was writing the theme song to something called Johnny Quest. You can look it up, guys.
Ooh, yeah. Race O'Bannon.
What year was that?
Yeah, 60s.
I want the exact year.
Yeah, Haji, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh,
I love that show. I love that show.
You did? Well, yeah. Johnny Williams wrote the theme song, and that's the same guy.
Caroli used to call it races that he couldn't quite make out. Johnny Quest villain race. That's all I know about Johnny Quest. And now I know that Johnny Williams made the music. All
right. So let's continue.
All right. So I'm leaving my new gym. Saying goodbye to my new gym. After my first time in it. First time. And a man approaches my car. And he's like, stop. And I'm coming up to a stop sign in the parking lot. It's one of those things. So I can either blow the stop sign. Mm-hmm. I've already made the eye contact, though. So I can't. There's Johnny Quest. We're always a couple minutes behind. That's how our listeners like it. So I could blow the stop sign. But I've already made the eye contact. So I stop and I roll down the window. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
And he leans in. I'm like, he's going to be asking for money. And I'm like, what can I help you with, man? What do you need? And he's like,
chuck your pickle for a nickel.
Can I get a ride down the street? And I think I was just so thrilled that he wasn't asking for me for money.
Right.
Hop in.
Jesus Christ.
Now, he was sweating, and he was wearing gym shorts that were too short for today's standards.
Like dolphin shorts?
Like Larry Bird shorts.
Okay.
How far down the street did he need to go?
I wasn't sure. Bank of America.
Larry Bird shorts.
Yeah,
did he tell you to wait outside and was your car running?
Was the bottom of his testicle just hanging out slightly out of one of the legs?
He was outside the car, so I couldn't see. So I'm like, hop in. And I swear to God, about 30% of me thought I was going to be killed.
Did you call him Larry?
No. He was not Larry's color. He was Johnny Quest. Villain color.
My new Jim and my new Larry.
So took him down the street, and he told me about his life and how he just broke up with his girlfriend, just dumped him, and he didn't have any. There was a bunch of stories that he told me on my way to
drop him off.
I was very nervous, though, and I thought I was going to be killed.
Wait, and you took him to a bank?
I dropped him off at the bank, yeah.
Yeah, you're the getaway driver.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's like, leave the car running, don't leave.
But didn't even tell Jillian. I was embarrassed.
Yeah, I wouldn't tell my wife either.
It's the first time I've ever brought... She's not my wife yet. Still a free man. I'm a little... It's the first hitchhiker I've ever picked up, though.
God, I would not pick up anything with a girl. But a girl.
Yeah, it's weird.
That's crazy.
Well, wait, was this post-gym workout when you picked up?
I just finished, yeah.
So you still had a pump going.
Yeah. But I was also worn out. Like, I couldn't really do anything,
you
know?
Okay. You go to punch him and your arm's all... jello-y. Oh, man. This sucks.
Cramp mid-kick.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk Jim a little bit. I'd like to know...
I picked up a schizophrenic chick at a gas station once and drove her.
You banged?
No, this is the worst. I was telling Norm MacDonald the story, name dropper.
Wow.
And he goes, you're fucking crazy.
You mean Norm?
And he just walked away from me. I was obsessed with this girl at a gas station in San Juan Capistrano because every time I stopped to get gas there, driving back to San Diego from Irvine, I would see this little girl in pajamas walking around the gas station. And then I assumed she was a prostitute. And I started.
Why do you have to go back? Little girl in pajamas.
Was she wearing a onesie?
I started videotaping her, and this two or three nights a week I would see her, and then finally, after Norm said you're totally nuts, don't go back there again. I didn't go back there again for a while. About 5 months later, I stopped there to pee. I come out of the men's room. She's standing at my door. She goes, can I have a ride? And I went, yeah. She gets in my car, and she's rocking back and forth.
How old is
this? She's probably like 18, 19, totally schizophrenic. And I said, where are you going? She goes, just start going. So I got on the freeway. We drove for like four exits, and I went, where's your exit? And she goes, right here. I pulled over. She got in my car and ran away in the dark. And I was so freaked out that people saw her get in my car, and she's going to wind up dead. True story. I still have the video.
Be on the lookout for a man named Mike Carano. He'll pick you up if you're in pajamas and drop you off somewhere on the freeway.
Wayne, I was
riveted by the fact that she was at this gas station every night just walking around talking to people, so I assumed she was a prostitute.
Wayne, I have one story that I've ever told on this show that Mike didn't have a comeback with. Well, listen to my story. Only one.
Gotcha.
Only one.
That's got to be annoying.
Every single story. Every
no matter
single
what you got.
Story, yeah.
Yeah.
One upper.
Thing.
It's all right. That's the main thing we do here.
31 confirmed kills in the first Iraq war. You got a better story.
32.
No, mine aren't better. Mine aren't better.
They're
right,
always...
it's just another story.
31 and a dog.
I'm keeping it rolling.
The only story I've ever told that he didn't have anything to come back with was I cut off a man's penis.
You did?
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
It's the only thing.
We both had the same reaction, which was... How could you do that and not tell us about the show till 50 episodes in? Because wouldn't that be the first thing on a show that you just talk about anything?
Well, I'm trying to think of the scenario where that would make sense, where you would have to do that.
School.
And I'd have to assume it was in maybe sub-Saharan Africa?
No, never been there.
It was school. Let's just
I got a taste for it.
Prep school.
He was on the wrong end of a bar bet in Russia, and one thing led to another.
He was on the right end, you mean.
Cut it off, comrade. Cut it off. I made a bracelet. Listen, Mike has a neighbor who he hates. He hates him.
Yeah.
Lives above him, walks around.
Oh,
with
this is the neighbor.
Large,
yeah,
you talked to Wayne about it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You mentioned it briefly.
Vaguely. I didn't do what I did to you guys, which was a two-hour rant about...
I have come up with a solution for you, my friend. I've been realizing that I have no religion in me at all. I have no belief system.
Time out. Mm-hmm. Does that mean you don't believe in any kind of spirituality at all?
I'm just the lazy agnostic where nothing would shock me. I'm open to everything, but I don't believe in anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
But
no,
it makes
when you say you know what I mean, I speak
that was
English.
Rhetorical.
Yeah.
Rhetorical.
Because I knew every one of those words.
He does understand them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. I'm completely.
Can you comprehend the message he's attempting
convey?
How does that play into my neighbor and my neighborhood issues?
Completely fluent.
I was in the
shower
this
morning.
He's
saying he'll kill your neighbor because he doesn't think he's going to go to hell.
Tyler, for one, can say that I have no idea what's happened on this show, and I don't understand anything that's going on.
Tyler has a Jesus deeply implanted in his heart.
Yeah,
I do not.
Very religious. Him and his wife were virgins when they got married.
Very religious.
Very religious.
And we never actually made fun of him because I don't think it was something to be made fun of, but we did discuss it quite often.
The first fight he and his wife got in after they got married was she yelled, "Oh God," during sex, and he got very angry.
Very jealous.
Not true
very,
at
very
all,
upset.
But she did yell it.
Why bring him into it? Is that what it is?
No, because that's what it was. So
I was in the shower realizing that part of my the reason why I'm so depressed all the time and I have no meaning in life is because I can't fake it with religion. I wish I could. I wish I had God and I like things and I'd be like Jesus told me to or Jesus is there for me.
It would
me.
Be easy.
Be a lot.
I wish I had that too. I wish I did. I honestly wish I believed in something.
And I think you should.
I believe in Harpo Marx.
Yeah, he's my favorite of the three.
Oh.
I love him. I loved him on the I Love Lucy shows.
Yeah,
he was the best.
Well, how come Groucho was the most famous one?
Because he was the middleman. Straw that stirred the drink.
Okay. I like that no matter what question you ask.
You got to have an answer.
This guy's got the fastest answer.
It's
always wrong, but with such bravado and confidence.
I have a painting.
He's the middleman.
No.
Middleman in the Marx Brothers act. I think the middle guy.
He's always in the middle. Any pictures you see, he's always the guy in the middle with the mustache and the cigar.
Is he the one in black and white or is it the other one?
Moe's the middleman in
Groucho
the Three Stooges.
Groucho has the cigar, right? Or do they all have cigars?
No, Groucho has the cigar. It's all right.
I have a picture, a photograph of a piece of art, I guess it is. It was a phone made out of a lobster that Harpo gave to Salvador Dali. Or vice versa.
Dalvador Salvi.
Salvador Dalvador Salvi. I have that framed in my house.
Band name.
The black market knockoff.
I have that framed in my
you
house.
You scared
it's
me when
you
said black. I was like, oh, God.
Just so you know, my favorite Marx Brother is Chico. Not Chico. Chico is how you pronounce it.
Chico and the Marx.
Carl was good, too.
Is he like the Shemp of...
He was. Yeah. All right. We're done talking.
I don't understand what he's talking about.
You don't know the three Marx Brothers?
I know Harpo and I know Groucho. I guess I don't know your favorite.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
What's happening?
Don't leave me alone with him.
Mike
don't
has
you
diarrhea.
Realize we're not hitting it off? This is not going to go well if you leave.
Go ahead.
You never leave.
Make it go well.
Don't leave.
Make it go well.
Bring back Reggie.
No.
Yes.
No.
Do you like how my bladder's about to explode?
Go.
I was going to listen to you come back. All right. I'll just sit here.
No, go.
Mike, don't do it. Please don't bring go. Your Reggie.
Okay. Oh, bye, Aaron. We're in the middle of a program. I don't know if you realize. But good to see you. I haven't seen you in a few years. Good to see you. Enjoy
nice
your leaving.
You. Nice meeting you.
You can walk her out there. I don't know why you would yell Nicara. That has nothing to do with Asians.
Nicara!
Why?
I don't know. You guys were saying goodbyes and not talking, so I thought I'd fill the space with some strange
I appreciate
chants.
The effort.
Tyler finds new drops and plays them on a loop. All right, so...
Speaking of Tyler, another movie I think is overrated.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to love it.
Oh, I know what you're going to say. Hold on.
Yeah.
You know it.
You know it.
You're going to say...
You're pretty good.
Fight Club.
Yeah.
I'm going to agree.
Oh, my God. What's happening here?
It is good. It is very good.
It's
but
not
it's
good.
Not like one of the greatest. Oh, it's good.
Not,
it's a good movie.
Good.
But it's not as good as people say.
Let me tell you
it
why
is.
It's not good.
You know what's overrated? Go ahead, though. Go ahead. Why isn't it good? When?
I'll tell you why it's not good. Yeah.
This would be the film vault between two psychics. That'd be the worst podcast ever. And then we'd oh, I know.
I know. It's some of my
that's true.
Many friends of mine favorite movies, mm-hmm. Fight Club. Have you ever seen it?
Bits and pieces of it.
What? Because it makes no sense. Because if he didn't exist, sorry to ruin it, the fight at the beginning would be one guy beating the.
That's what you're supposed to believe. It was him beating himself up. Haven't you ever seen the Jim Carrey movie where he beats the shit out of himself in the bathroom?
Yeah.
It's possible.
Liar, liar.
Was it liar, liar?
Mm-hmm. I did not see liar, liar.
What are you doing? Beating the shit out of myself.
But anyway, if he was beating himself up, why would anyone join a club where you beat yourself up? That's not what they.
Chicken
join.
Or the egg, my friend.
Sammy. Yeah, again, this is what I love, the immediate retort.
Chicken and the egg. Somebody saw him with the beat-up face. The beat-up face.
No, people saw him in the parking lot beating himself up.
Very good point.
And they were like, oh, we should join that club. But do we beat each other up?
I thought that he got people in the club after, see, because I don't love the movie. I've only seen it a couple times. I thought he got people in the club because they saw that his face was beat up, and he told them.
No,
like,
there was a
this
big thing in the parking lot.
Mm.
It's all right.
It was probably a homeless guy that he projected this person onto.
Maybe it's a movie.
I upset Wayne twice.
There does seem to be a little bit of contention between you guys. Is
I upset him twice.
No, we're in agreement and we argue.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter because we've exposed the most personal stuff you could possibly imagine on the show, and I'll say even more so than any other show.
Really?
Yeah, haven't we?
Yeah, probably. Things that we regret.
People know that we're depressed. People know about all of our personal problems. People
so you
understand
feel like,
our
so
emotional.
Like my little trivia and my things of movies. Is
you
just
brought
not,
the show down.
This is not
now, here's
what
happened.
No, that was fast.
Here's
that was,
how
trans- the best,
here's how
that
transparent
was fantastic.
I am. Wayne made me look bad with wings about 45 minutes ago, and I've been trying to get vengeance ever since. That's all that happened.
Well, the wings was what brought
I
him
said
back.
31, and he's like 28. But anyways, and that infuriated me. What's your favorite movie ever? Don't And please don't see Rosebud.
Don't say Rosebud.
Well, that's not the name of the movie.
It's I know it's not. I'm doing our psychic thing again, speaking in code to you.
I don't have a favorite movie. I have many.
You love Citizen Kane, though, don't you?
I like Casablanca more than Citizen Kane.
Oh, really?
So much.
You hate Casablanca?
Oh, it's Casablanca. Yeah, nothing going on there.
It's still going on.
It's a blank.
You're trying to find a...
What? It's blank.
It's like a blank house.
Yeah, it was just dull. It was like a blank canvas.
Wait, how can you say that? I love that movie.
I know you do. I don't get it.
You don't get it at all. Have you seen it on the big screen or on just the iPod?
That doesn't always work because Lawrence of Arabia, I definitely saw on the big screen, and I don't like that at all.
Mm-hmm. David Lean?
I love Lean. I love Bridge, but I hate... What are we doing?
Casa Spankia is a
Bridge,
fine movie, though. Let me tell you
picture,
that.
1957.
Bridge I love because I love the characters. I loved Alec Guinness's character. I loved him. I did not like Lawrence. I didn't give a fuck about him or his horse.
I actually,
he was in the bridge.
This is going to sound bizarre.
Bridge number
I five. Agree with you.
Yeah. That's why I didn't like it.
Because I agree with you.
I liked it.
Did you happen to see Prometheus?
Yeah.
Did you notice the...
Lawrence of Arabia?
Yeah.
Help me. Oh, was he watching? He was watching it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was on in the ship. He was learning about... Yeah.
It's a big part of the movie.
Well, it was maybe a 20-second scene.
I didn't see it.
Maybe a 20-second scene. It's where he got some stuff to talk about, though. The droid was watching. Yeah. Android, that is. All right. Show's taking a turn. I don't like it.
I'm sorry.
I don't like the
turn. So do I need to reveal something personal?
No. Yes.
Here's how you do it.
Initially, how it started was we would get really drunk, and then we would just all scream over each other for 2 hours.
Now we just scream over each other.
And then we
sober.
Would be more amazed listening back to it that people liked it.
I like it. You're pushing it. Pushing on what somebody could actually tolerate.
Yeah.
I got you.
Possibly.
How about the awkward silences?
We've had many, many long awkward silences.
You know,
like, here comes one right now.
Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hey, pretty good.
Way to make us look wrong.
You sound like you're actually going to ask a question.
Well, yeah. I was just wondering if you guys heard about Luca Magnotta.
You were speaking English, and then you went into caveman. Yeah. What?
Is that a Hawaiian headline?
Speech impediment.
Oh, my God,
Jesus.
Tyler, you're going to hell.
Great. Why did you go to hell for that?
I've just thought Anderson likes Canadian serial killers.
Oh, yeah, they're my favorite.
Of all?
They're so polite when they kill you
Mexican
serially.
Serial killers are so stereotypical.
Is that an Eskimo serial killer, then?
No, he was an ex-porn actor.
What's his name?
Oh,
that's recent. That's recent.
Huma Huma Nuka Nuka Pak Pak. What was his name?
Luca Magnotta.
It was close.
Yeah.
Do you think... I bet those Canadian porn actors are much more polite than
the
American
ones.
He
was from Montreal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And apparently they caught him because he was Googling himself in Germany or something. He was Googling the news story about him.
No, the guy recognized him. Oh, maybe he was Googling at the same time, but he was in one of those cafes and the owner of the cafe recognized
him. Yeah, he was in an internet
cafe.
Yeah.
Time to Google myself.
How did anyone get caught before the internet?
They didn't.
Because you could commit a crime, move to another country, and you could hide out on the lam, and unless somebody read a newspaper that had your photograph in it, information didn't spread fast enough for you to actually get caught immediately.
That's why back in the day, people would just cut their face off. Fine.
I love this show because everyone just wants to jump in so fast and say anything.
That's
like,
what we do.
How did anyone get caught before the internet? They didn't.
No one ever got caught.
Here's what normally happens.
And no one questions it. Or like,
the jails were empty. They didn't even build them.
When we tried.
That's why I don't like that one jail movie at all. The what's that jail movie?
The jail movie.
The jail movie?
Yeah, that was good.
On set. That we were talking about earlier tonight. My brain
Shawshank.
Shawshank. Yeah. I hate it because jails didn't exist in that time before the internet.
Wait, you hate it now too?
Yeah, because it's so unrealistic. There were no jails before the internet because no one.
I'm the only guy that likes it?
Yeah.
Mike, you're retarded.
He really is.
You're
a dumb
retarded person.
In the corner. I know I'm totally retarded and I don't pay attention. This is how the show normally starts. Anderson will go, here's what we're going to talk about tonight.
Yeah.
We'll have five or six topics on the table.
Well, Anderson
We never touch those topics.
I just met Anderson tonight earlier. And he does seem a little like attention deficit. I'm not going to say disorder, but it's like it's hard for him to concentrate on anything.
Is that right? That's me as well.
What happened to Brittany's $1,000 that she was going to give us?
Yeah.
We have a listener that was going to get $45,000 from her deadbeat husband, and if she won, she was going to give us each $1,000. Yeah. And it just occurred to me.
Whatever happened to the $100 that we got?
It. Yeah, where's that $100, Tyler?
I got it, bro. I'm good for it, man. I'm good for it.
No, honestly, Wayne, I drank coffee for the first time right before the show, because I'd rather be on coffee than asleep, because I've been up for a long time. And I purposely didn't drink coffee this morning so I could still be awake for the show.
Okay, here's something personal.
Normally I'm mellow.
I don't drink anything hot. Was that weird?
Is it because you hate Japan?
I knew we would have some crazy thing immediately to
it's
say.
Not, it's not quite as revealing as my breaking my arm fisting story, but
no, it's not. Why don't you drink hot things?
It doesn't matter. No. I just knew you would have something to
say. Is it because, does it hurt your teeth?
Did you have an uncle who drank hot scalding coffee and beat you?
I love that if that's the relation. My uncle loves Shawshank Redemption and used to hit me all the time. Therefore, the movie sucks.
All right, I will do it very quickly.
Nothing hot?
No, you don't have to. You don't have to.
I don't have to, right?
You don't have to.
It'd be good, though. Wayne, come on.
Okay, this is what it is. And this is for real. I like to drink to quench my thirst. Like, I'm thirsty. Mm-hmm. I want to drink something. Mm-hmm. Ice water, Coca-Cola. I can't quench my thirst with anything hot. It just sounds. It's just like I have to sip it.
Do you drink beer?
I have to blow on. Yeah, I will.
Lots
have
of them.
No.
You ever drink like 4 or 5?
Ever?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. If I'm getting drunk or something, yeah. I don't know. Is that a pump?
I don't know what that is. That's a beer.
That's 9 beers in a row being opened.
It's a beer being opened. And
you know what's funny about your question? I fully understood it because
you know where I'm going, right?
Because as a regular human being. He's like, yeah, if I'm trying to get drunk. And we're like, isn't that what you're trying to do all the time?
Right.
Like,
but
what?
Also, I'm trying to say, sometimes you drink liquids not just to quench your thirst.
Right, but that's for a specific – and I can get the caffeine out of Coca-Cola if I need that. But I'm just
– iced coffee.
I can't drink it. And some people are like, well, what about soup?
Where were you born?
And I will have – stop.
Soup's not a drink.
Exactly. I can have a 7-Up with the soup.
So. I don't like soup, by the way, because I think it's like a poor person's food.
I don't know why you think that. You've said
really?
That before.
That's what I feel about the lottery. That's a poor person's
Yeah, I don't play the lottery
activity.
Either. Yeah, I'm not saying I have...
I don't like the lottery.
Clearly, I'll be a poor person any
lottery?
Day.
Lottery? Never.
Play it?
Yeah.
No? Give me that.
I didn't mean poor persons. I meant like it seems like it's leftovers. It seems like it's everything that you didn't finish.
That's something
you
weird
throw
that
in a bowl and you heat it up.
I think someone read the Stone Soup story to you when you were a kid.
Yeah,
you
they
just
did.
Always
they
had
did.
The idea that soup is just water and rocks.
That is what I believe. I haven't had soup that's good except for I like matzo ball soup. But other than that, it's really just chicken soup with a big
matzo
ball.
But I don't think of that as drinking something hot. I think of that as eating something liquidy.
When is the last hot drink you've had?
The last hot drink? I think I once did like a hot chocolate when I was – I know this is going to sound insanely elitist, but I used to take kids skiing, snow skiing.
Aspen.
And I think in the lodge or something. I was like, all right, I'll try this.
I'll have one.
I hate it. It was like – because you can only have that 1 minute when it's the right temperature to drink.
You're totally right, and you got to guzzle it.
How warm is too warm? What if it gets lukewarm?
Well, now it's 3 bears. I don't know, but I just
you know.
You
know what you need?
He's eating his balls.
No, people find warm drinks soothing, though, and
they
relaxing.
Do?
Like, you can sit there and sip a coffee or some
it is
tea
very
or something.
For how long?
Theraflu.
It never gets too cold?
I don't know. Theraflu is pretty soothing.
Yeah,
if you don't mind being jacked up on crystal meth.
Coat your throat.
Even though I like Theraflu.
I'm going back to God.
Okay.
We leave, but we always come back to it, Wayne.
Yeah.
That's the thing. We rarely abandon a topic forever.
I've abandoned my boy!
Have we exhausted the hot drink topic?
Yeah, I get it's boring.
No,
it's
not boring.
I'm just trying to be revealing.
Groucho Marx, we've already
caller, do you drink hot drinks?
With our 16-year-old callers.
Who's your favorite Marx brother?
Chico.
Have you guys met a person in recent times with the last name Marx?
Carl.
Oh.
No.
No, right?
I think they all died off.
Mike, so here's what you need to do. You need to find God in your heart. You need to accept Jesus.
All right.
And every time you hear
Step
stomping
one.
Going up and stomping around upstairs, that's God telling you to get off your ass and do something with your life.
Ooh.
Every time.
I don't like being told that much.
No, but it's God. It's your higher power.
Yeah. I don't like being told at 3 in the morning to do something with my life.
You should get up and do something creative.
All right.
You should get up and write something. Come up with a bit for the show.
I appreciate that, and I see where you're going with
motivating factor. It'll turn a negative into a positive.
I'll try. You know what? I'll try it tonight.
Yeah, try it.
And I'm going to call you and talk about Jesus in the morning.
Because he's upstairs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. We're going to have a talk
about
Jesus.
Why did I have to go with Jesus?
Yeah, Shiva, however you want.
Shiva.
I don't even know what religion
you can go with
chicklet.
You can go with
chicklet
marks
if
you
want.
Shiva.
Even though I'm not Christian, I believe Jesus Christ is vastly underrated.
Mike doesn't think that he existed.
At all? You think it's all just a story?
That's
good.
Who knows?
I was not
allowed.
There's
a lot of people who say that. I've been schooled about that quite a bit.
But here's my case for Jesus. May I make a case for Jesus?
Absolutely.
My case for Jesus. He's so popular, so influential, so incredible that we decide to start time when he's born.
Yeah.
Think about that. Like, there's people born before Christ. They live, like, in negative time.
Negative time.
Jesus Christ in heaven.
Okay, I've never quite understood
I understand that,
that
theory. Happened, that makes sense.
What? And
that,
on the calendar,
think about it.
No, it makes sense. However, that could have been one person's decision, and everyone else just followed.
Why does no one ever talk about DC time during Christ?
Maybe God just sent Jesus.
There's 33 hours.
The comic book,
33
the comic
years
book time?
That just don't exist, right? Because there's after Christ, and there's, I mean, there's before Christ, in B.C. and A.D.
Right. Yeah.
What happened to the 33 years?
But I don't think A.D. stands for after death.
Stands for after fucking disaster. No. Hell yeah. Yeah. Right,
disaster. Buddy. That's right.
I knew he would say something
2012
wrong.
A.D. 2012 after disaster. Now, I think it's ad domini or
thank
something
you
like that.
Thank you. It's Latin.
I think. What do you mean you think? Like you haven't read the Bible 80 times?
80 they don't
times
talk about what A.D. stands for in the Bible, you weirdo. And I don't know the last time I cracked open my Bible. Thank you very much.
Oh, really?
So...
how that fits into that.
That was awesome.
It did kind of fit in a weird way.
That's called La Cucaracha is actually the name of that song.
I believe at some point, I think a king could have just determined this is when time starts and everybody
think
followed.
Think how many kings there were. Think how many.
There was like three.
And now all of a sudden there's one guy and we start time.
There's only one king in Tyler's.
That's pretty popular.
Tyler's rule.
Yeah, by the way, if Jesus Christ was alive.
Luke Robitaille.
If he was alive, how old would he be? I know it sounds crazy.
2012?
Yes.
No.
Like we write it every day on our checks. If you have a check.
In the
book
year of our Lord, 2012.
No. He'd be 2055.
What?
You
no
don't add it. It,
no,
starts,
it starts
from zero.
Zero.
God, I'm dumb. So stupid. 2045.
No. Yeah. No. 2012.
After death.
I love when one of us says, God, I'm dumb, and then we say something dumber afterwards.
He died. If he died when he was 33, which they think, then it would have been AD 33 when he died.
Thank you. I don't know who that guy is in the booth, but he's good.
What does AD stand for again? Oh, wait, after disaster. Okay, cool.
Okay, great.
That concludes religious talk.
I think God's going to unsubscribe from our podcast.
We're doing religion.
I've got a great idea for the show.
Yeah. What?
We need a hook. We need an angle. Mm-hmm. We're just three chuckleheads.
We put ourselves in the religious section of iTunes?
No.
Oh.
I don't know. That's a great idea. Drop this in
this
the
bird sitters.
We're number one. This is amazing. People can't wait to find out
we
what
would
we
get
are
a lot of people listening because they would want to save our souls.
We go to one star in like a second.
By the way, I should point out to you guys that we have possibly the highest rated show on iTunes.
Well, there's a lot of those.
But we have almost all 5 stars.
Yeah. There's some dicks that give us like one because we put them up late. People like the show.
Okay, get to your big idea.
Is there a maid section? Hold on, I'm going to put the call on. Is there a maid section? We need to cater to the maids.
What?
To the people that clean rooms.
Yeah.
And we need to time the segments out to how long it takes to clean a room.
Here you go.
How long do you think it does take a maid to clean a room?
Look how quick and efficiently they're cleaning the room right now. Da, 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 da,
how much time?
About 15 minutes. And I can see it now. Like armies of house cleaners would be listening to our program while cleaning the rooms, cleaning the linens in the hotels. It's thousands and thousands.
How's this going to benefit
us? You realize we're going to have to all learn Spanish.
Yeah.
No. They're trying to learn English.
And then we got to get the word out. We stay in hotels. We leave placards. About the show with a link.
Like on the top of the Bible.
Yeah. On the tip. How about that?
On the tip?
Yeah.
That's the name of the show? Tips.
No, we leave a tip, as you're supposed to do when you check out of a hotel room.
No one leaves tips for these poor maids.
I do.
It's really sad.
I do.
Do you?
I always do.
How much percentage? What do you? How do you?
It's not a percentage, but I usually leave, not usually more than 5, but up to about 5.
I leave 5 or 10, depending on
you
what it is.
You leave 10 on one single night in a hotel room?
Sometimes.
Mike overdoes everything.
Do you do that?
No, I want to leave 10. Or it depends. Like Motel 6, I'll leave like a 5.
I think we're on the same. This is I don't like agreeing with this guy.
Why does he hate me so much? Can you explain it?
No, but I enjoy this because we've had this before.
Yeah, Mike and I have gotten into it. Really? I am a little bit edgy tonight for sure. I'm not myself.
Okay. I'm not myself either. I'm tired.
Nice to meet you.
That was the not even worth saying.
That's not even worth commenting.
The listeners on the message board are claiming that I'm upset that you're taking over the show. That's what they think. I don't think that's the case at all. I would like you to talk even more. I like you when our guests talk.
I'm taking it down a notch.
Yeah. Let's get Tara up on this black phallic microphone.
Nah.
Come on.
Get on the talk Shure. Get
Tara
on the Shure microphone.
So Tara. Tara was a phone screener for Loveline for a number of years, right? Why don't you talk into the microphone? It doesn't work.
It doesn't work. Everything is on. Oh, wait. There you go. Try now.
Hello.
Hey! Yeah.
Hi.
Turn her up there. Make her sound better.
What's that?
You guys are going to do what girls always do. They come on the show and they have side conversations while we're doing the show.
I've done that.
My sister did that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mike broke up with his girlfriend, or asked why she broke up with him on the show once. That was some good awkward radio.
That was great.
It was really great.
Awkward.
Yeah.
And she was like, I wasn't aware we were. And then there's just this really long silence.
So Tara, you were a screener in Loveline.
I was.
We're coming back to that.
Go ahead.
Also, you know what this is a byproduct of, Wayne, is Tyler and I have worked in, like, I've worked in very structured radio for 15 years. So it's a nice release to be able to do whatever the fuck you want. Go all over the place. Get off topic. Go back to the topic. So anyway,
right, he's learned from the best, and now he does the worst.
Right. Yeah, well, true. I know you from your from those years on NPR, so I recognize your voice.
Uh-huh, I'm a very NPR-ish. So you were on, you worked with Corolla.
I did.
He's a changed person, by the way.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, he was in last week. Yeah.
Is it because he has twins now?
I think, he's just softer. He's got lower testosterone. He's not on the Family Guy. He's not on the Family Guy. Is that what you're saying?
No, maybe his kids. Something to do with.
Yeah, he's got twins and he's softer. He came in, he was trying to bond with me about Opie and Anthony talking shit about him. He kept trying to get me to listen to this thing. A totally different person. And I was telling Drew, I'm like, Drew, I could actually work with that guy. I wouldn't have fought with that guy because I fought with Corolla for like 6 years. We hated each other.
Really?
He probably should have had me fired a number of times.
I think he fired me once and I said, you can't fire me. I don't work for you.
He was threatening to fire me. I'm like, it'd be the greatest thing that could ever happen to me, Corolla. Go ahead. But he was just too lazy to do it, I think. Because he'd have to make a phone call to like somebody else. You know, he couldn't just say, like, pack your things. Because he didn't have that kind of power.
Shut up, Anderson. Just shut up and do the buttons, would you, please?
Yeah, that's Corolla talking to me. Corolla liked to think that he was my boss. I thought that he was a coworker. That's kind of where we had problems. But came in the other night, totally changed attitude, and I really liked him. He seemed like somebody I could... Because I always liked the way he's coming from and like what he has to say about Hollywood. I've always liked that.
He's hilarious.
He's very, very funny.
Yeah.
And I like how he doesn't take shit off anybody. And he says what's
he's
on
controversial
his mind.
Today. You know about that.
But usually, with the women thing.
Yeah.
Got some good points.
we should do that so we can get some press. Hacky podcast jumps
I already had a couple threats because I said something about it.
What'd you say?
I just said I was defending my friends that are women that are writers. Morgan Murphy, for one. There's other people that are very funny that I'm friends with. And I just made a comment that, you know, it wasn't even funny. I'm sure Corolla has a good point, and I'm sure he said it 58 times because he repeats himself a lot. And I got the... If it wasn't for Corolla, you'd be fucking nothing or no one. I got
Corolla
two
fans
big ones.
They're going to be kind of angry.
The Corolla mob came in?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, lazy.
Somehow, if it wasn't for him, no one would know who I am.
Well, if it wasn't for Corolla, as far as those guys are concerned, like, no one would have food.
Yeah.
No one would be breathing.
He is
really.
The inventor of comedy.
He's the inventor of life for a lot of. Yeah. People get really. Same with the Corolla. I mean, the Stern fans. Yeah. Same with the Opie and Anthony fans.
After Disaster fans.
So angry.
Yep.
And it's like they find one person that can express their feelings better than they can.
I wish we had those kind of answers. I'd like to send you to that garage on Melrose and Fairfax and tell that fuck that he owes me $2,200 for not fixing my car.
Oh, yeah.
Hint.
Video challenge. Go and get Mike's money.
Don't do it yet. Don't do it yet because I need to send a letter first. Right, don't fuck this up.
Send him a letter? You're going to put perfume on it?
I have to sue that guy.
Yeah, you should. But you shouldn't talk about it on this radio program if you want to do that on this podcast.
Yeah, don't go threaten that guy on Fairfax and Melrose yet.
Oh, dude.
Yet.
They're going to have to enter this entire episode into evidence. That's how we get more listeners.
Mm-hmm. We'll have a whole courtroom.
I was kidding. Don't do it.
Maybe some of the jurors will continue to listen after the trial.
You know, I liked that evidence A.
Do you think they discuss which pieces of evidence they enjoyed?
Yeah.
You know, in the Sandusky trial.
So, Tara, you went from screening calls here to this is a stepping stone into other parts of
entertainment. It doesn't say which way you step, Anderson.
No. What are you talking to the mic?
No, I didn't do anything in entertainment after. I worked in real estate.
Real estate.
For 8.5 years, which I recently stopped in January.
Would you say you were an entertaining real estate agent?
I was an escrow officer.
That sounds
that's hard.
That sounds so close to escort.
It's not a lot of comedy when it comes to dealing with people's big money.
They should have that. You know, the comedy traffic school.
It doesn't work in some places.
Comedy escrow.
Yeah,
I'd sign up with them. Because even if it doesn't go your way,
you need to sign
these
papers, sir. Squirts ink on your jacket. Ah, ha ha ha. Old school comedy. You shake your hand at the buzzer.
Old school comedy.
Terry, you want to play a little thing that we call open and honest here on the after that?
Oh, this could get ugly.
I don't think so.
And honest.
We got to wrap the show up, but we should
probably... We got to play open and honest.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe
Wayne wants to go.
Wayne's out of here.
I was hoping Reggie would stumble in.
Yeah, where is Reggie?
He's off today, isn't he?
Meanwhile,
is
he's being slaughtered
in the
parking lot.
I want to hear open and honest. I'm very curious now.
This is normally good.
It's
gotten
a lot of time
really bad.
Hey! Welcome to Open and Honest. You're on the After Disaster. You can access anything and we'll answer both
openly
and
honestly.
Shoot. And usually it goes like
that's
that.
That's you.
Ask your goddamn question.
And then the listener's not there. Hi, you're on the air.
I think I heard
the,
you breathe,
you're on the
so
air.
I think you're there.
It's torture.
Did it switch over again, Anderson?
This is better than what I thought it was going to be.
Hey, you're on the air. Hold on a second. Hey, can you hear me? I'm going to put them all on.
I can hear you.
Oh, yeah.
But that's Diana, and she knows how to play. Diana?
This nope. is Diana's cousin.
This is creeping me out.
Who is this?
No. I'm Tammy from last week.
We don't remember what happened last week.
Oh, remember there are like people with ailments?
No, I don't. I just said we don't remember, so you're not going to conjure
people with
memory.
Ailments.
You know, yeah, like there was someone who was going to have gallbladder surgery.
Oh, yeah, last week everyone was dying when they were calling
in. Oh, yeah, that's right.
And we were going out of our way to let them know we didn't care.
I don't remember that.
Hold on, Tim.
Someone was saying this was like the last thing they were going to listen to, and if they died during the surgery, then we would have been the last thing in their ears.
Fuck the callers. Okay, sorry.
Wow.
But no one's
is she going to ask something?
All right, Tammy, you got something to ask us?
Open and honest.
Sorry for being mean, by the way.
She's not on four.
Tammy?
Okay. Where is the most public place all of you have had sex?
We never have all had sex.
Yeah, we've never all done it either in private or in public.
Loopholes!
That'd be a lot of people to figure out. Plus, there's five guys.
I was going to say your mouth, but that's not public.
No, that's not my mouth.
That was more me being flirty. And
then I wanted to ask about Jimmy Fallon, but, what did I do?
Wayne knows Jimmy Fallon.
I know he wrote for him. I IMDb'd him while I was waiting. And so
this is a sincere question from your heart. You've always had.
Scintillating.
All right, what's the question? I feel like I'm asking for you.
Just wanted to know how your experience was. And because I love that show. And when did you write for him? And if you didn't, why'd you stop?
Well, this is what happened. This is not funny at all. It has nothing to do with being in your mouth or anything like that. Can I just answer it in a normal way? Is this okay?
Nope. It's got to be sexual innuendo. It's got to be angry, bitter, tired sexual
innuendo. Jeez, I'm not cut out for this at all. What happened was I started before he did the show, he went on tour and wanted to write a new act, and he knew me from stand-up, and so he would open for me, and then during the day we would write his new act together, and then pretty soon, because everyone knew him, I started opening for him. And then I went back to normal position. And then he said, I want you to run the monologue room for the first year. Help me launch the show. And I was like, absolutely. And he's there's nothing to say. He's just like he seems. Completely bitter and dishonest.
Total jackass.
So you knew Morgan Murphy too then.
Yeah, I saw her tonight, as a matter of fact. Yeah. We were all there. Jesselneck was part of that team.
Her tweet about women as a whole are funny.
Oh, that was the best.
H-O-L-E was amazing.
That was the best comment about the whole Corolla thing by far.
Were you guys all on set tonight together?
We're not.
They were on room. They were on room tonight.
It was fun. He's a mood enhancer, Jimmy Fallon, right?
Yeah, I know.
That's what he does. He's like he walks into a room and you're like, oh, everyone's having a good time because of this guy, this goofy guy.
You can't not like him, really.
He's ridiculous. He's ridiculous.
But everybody likes more money. It's more money.
No, this is ad. I just killed everyone.
Dude, you just ate your balls.
It's more money.
You ate your balls so bad.
I love
bad
that
right
commercial.
There.
It's so stupid, but he's talking to a little baby and
the Capital One,
one baby doesn't like more money, and he's like, but it's more money.
Did we just do an ad for Capital One?
Wait, go ahead.
I have a friend who likes that commercial, and I'm like, no, that's so fucking stupid. Watch the show.
We don't cuss here in the after disaster. We'd have to be dumped, Sammy.
We're trying not to. We're trying not to because it's inappropriate.
It's inappropriate. I don't.
All right, we gotta wrap this fucker up.
How do we do it? Is there a final thing? Is there a song?
I did want to talk about it.
You
want to
know what really happens at the end? We start playing the song, and then we all come up with things to say, and we're screaming, and then the show goes on for 10 more minutes.
Pretty much.
I'm going to try to join in. Let's do it.
We're not really screaming, but we all remember what
some loyal listener needs to go and through and just string together all the times when we talk during the song at the end of the show. It'd probably be a really good episode.
We can run it as a special edition.
Yeah.
99 cents on iTunes.
So, you know, I've been hearing a lot. I heard this first time probably years ago from Dr. Drew was saying it actually on Loveline. And I've heard it a lot. I think it's in a couple of ads now. Petros Papadakis was talking about it the other day. someone doing something, the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result is the
definition of insanity.
And I have to totally disagree.
Yeah, of course it isn't.
No, that's like the literal definition of a stupid person, right? That's somebody stupid. That's not insane.
I don't... I've heard that quote before. It's a famous quote.
I like the quote, but I don't like the punchline.
But it sort of makes sense because I do that.
I do it too because I'm stupid, not crazy.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
You're like an insane person.
My definition of insane is... I can't really verbalize it perfectly, but I would say it's... You're not aware of what's happening. You know what I mean? Like, it would be like if I'm like... And you're like, that was weird to do that. I'm like... That wasn't weird. And, you know what I mean? You're not totally aware.
I like
aware
that you did that. I like that.
Because the fact that I will walk into a room and hit my knee on something and then do it again and go, don't hit your knee on that table, then I'll hit it again. I'm like, fuck! I don't think that's insane.
There's a scene in The Simpsons where Bart is going for a cupcake and it's like got electricity going through it.
Yeah.
And he just keeps going, ouch, ouch, ouch. And they're trying to say that he was stupid, not insane. Mm-hmm. All
right? Right. It's
because he's aware of what he was doing at that point.
Yeah.
And sometimes I feel like if you do the same thing, that sometimes you do get a different result.
Because of chaos?
Yeah,
eventually.
Because of butterfly wing in China.
Did he get that cupcake?
No, he never got it. I bet on the long horse every single race, and I win every now and again.
On the long shot? Insane.
Long shot. I'm stupid.
Insane.
I'm so stupid, I was just going to accept insane that as it's a term. Insane. Like, the old long horse. Yeah. I hear you. That's a free willie in my book.
Yeah, so somebody also said one of those things that the opposite of fear is love. And I'm like, that's not right.
No, that sounds gay.
I think fear accompanies love a lot.
So that's like either you see a bear and you get really scared or you're like, I love it.
Yep. It's stupid.
I think the opposite of fear is anger, actually.
What?
Like you can't be afraid and angry.
The opposite of fear is not being afraid.
No, listen, you can't be afraid and angry at the same time. My dad taught me that. My dad's a psychologist. He's a little crazy.
Oh.
But he's like, anytime you get scared, well, this is what he used to do, obviously. Because he was always, a rageful motherfucker. So I realize now, looking back,
he
was always scared. Yeah, brutally. All the time.
With any
instrument? Oh, yeah, belts.
A belt?
Love dad. Still alive. But, and he doesn't, he won't cop to any of this. Not
are
brutally,
you saying
I shouldn't say
scared?
That. He never really broke the skin or anything. I wasn't bleeding. But closed fist. I mean, we got into it. And when I was younger, he used to spank me with belts. And yeah. What kids don't really experience much today,
of course,
was inflicted upon me. But he said, anytime you get scared or you have fear in your heart, just get really, really angry because you can't be scared and mad at the same time. And it's true when you think about it. Hmm. You can't be furious and terrified at the same time. So I think every time he could start to get scared, he would just turn on the rage.
I disagree with that. I've been in traffic and furious and scared at the same. I was furious at somebody. I was scared I was going to run everyone up
furious
the road. I was scared that I was going to crash.
You have the fight or flight thing, but you can't really be very angry and very scared at the same
I don't think
time.
There is an opposite of love, and I don't think there's an opposite of fear.
Isn't it just hate? I don't understand.
I don't think there's an opposite.
Yeah, love. Hate is the opposite of fear.
Yeah.
Of love, I mean. I'm sorry. Right?
I don't think so, because love is different.
This is getting deep. This is getting deep.
No, because love is hate.
Hate is the opposite of love.
This is Hate Squiggle, by the way. Opposite of love line.
I think if you genuinely love somebody and then eventually you hate them, I don't think the hate is even close to what the love was.
Look how Mike's thought process on relationships. That was all your relationships like in a little bundle right there.
Yeah.
You start out loving someone and then you hate them by the end.
Of course. Sometimes you hate them at first, then you love them.
Yeah, if you're living a Neil Simon movie, that's how they all start. It's like The Good Bad Girl.
I think this is too deep for me to think about this whole
get
love,
deep,
hate
Mike.
Thing.
Get deep.
All right. I'm going to say goodnight. I apologize, Reggie, for this might be one of the worst shows we've ever done. It's not because you, Wayne.
We say that all the time. We say that every show.
That's our
we say that every show.
Have you got to see Wayne's face?
I know. We don't do it as much as we used to.
I did my best.
No, we used to sit here and apologize for the show throughout the show. Like, I'm really sorry.
Now we just throw out a half-assed apology.
Yeah.
Here,
thank you guys for listening. Thank you very much for calling in. And there was one other thing that I wanted to.
Thanks for supporting live comedy.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks to our guests.
Oh, by the way, DJ Nguyen said hello.
Hey, DJ Nguyen, you have anything to plug there, FedEx?
No, I don't. That was it.
No. FedEx, Derek, no?
No, I'm good.
Terry, you got anything to plug?
No, nothing.
Babysitting in a town near you?
No.
No? Terry is a nanny now, and she usually has to be up very early, but tonight's her night off. And unfortunately, The bars
Actually,
are now closed.
I don't. I'm just. I took tomorrow off.
Oh, you did?
I work Monday through Friday. That's why I never come to visit anymore.
All right. Well, we're going to try and find a bar that's open.
I'm tired. Sorry.
Yeah, I know. You didn't have a whole lot to say.
Keep jogging, joggers.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. T-shirts coming soon.
What?
And, yeah, they're coming soon. Mark Hamill's son's wanking them. He's making
them. Wanking?
He's wanking them. Mark Hamill's son. Luke Skywalker's son will make our T-shirts.
Taking great care with each one.
He told me we can exploit him for all he's worth as far as his name and who he is.
Yeah.
Sweet. Hey, Mark Hamill's son. All right, guys. Talk to you soon.
Good night, everybody. Thank you.
I'm sure it had its moments.